following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Charlie the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Deals in the D.com studios. Drew and Mike show for Wednesday, and live on Facebook we are. Brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Join the happy hour over there from 3 to 6. Got all the great deals, the $3 house wines, $2 well drinks, $1 rotating draft beers, not to mention the $4 fresh squeezed margaritas, plus all the food deals like the Tacos Americanos for $2, and get the $5 cheese nachos, $5 queso dip, $5 cheese or veggie quesadillas at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas between 3rd and 4th in Royal Oak. I'm so sorry that we were not open when most of the city was shut down for power, because the places that were open were just jamming. And I noticed that people are finally bitching at DTE after Elric doesn't have power yet, does he?
He just got it back.
Oh, he just got it back?
Yep. Just got it back.
Should we? Do we have anything going on the Hall Financial Hotline today?
I don't believe so. I struck out on a few numbers earlier today.
I was hoping we'd get someone on the mental health days that college students are receiving in Oregon.
NBC had a great story on that last night.
I saw it. Why don't we play that story, by the way? Yeah. By the way, why did they need mental health days? Don't you just blow off classes when you don't feel good?
You won't get charged in absence.
Now it's excused.
Did they get paid for going to class in college?
No, you're paying them.
Oh, I took it as high schoolers.
Yeah, it's high school. Yeah. It is definitely high school.
Wait, but so how many days do kids miss in high school nowadays? Because I remember in 4 years of high school, I probably missed 3 or 4 days.
That's it?
Hey, the world's a lot tougher now, Drew.
No, I understand that.
Really?
You know, it's funny. I've been having this conversation in my own brain where I've decided that, you know, instead of thinking everyone is soft, maybe I'm just too hard.
No.
Maybe I'm an ass. Maybe I'm too tough.
I really feel there's a thinking amongst children now, or maybe this is me just getting old, that if you don't want to do something, you don't have to do it.
You know, that is, I know, it was really hard to nail that down, but there are a couple people in my orbit, in my world, that I've noticed that exactly that. If there's something you don't want to do, they don't do it. They never do anything they don't want to do. And the unfortunate thing about it, particularly in one person's case, who is, it creates some problems, this person never completes anything.
You're not talking about me, are you?
No. Okay. No. You know, college, it was, you know, I like taking this class and this class and this class. But you got to take all those other things. And no, I don't like that. You know?
I don't have time for that.
I kind of like that attitude.
Well, it would be nice.
It's like eating and going to bed.
You know, the thing you learn is no matter how powerful you become in this world, there are few exceptions. Sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do.
You got it.
Yeah. Yep. And it's a real tough realization. And I'm wondering, how long can you go through life without doing anything you want to do? Because I didn't think you could last 5 years without not doing something you didn't want to do.
Very important lesson.
Well, if you're financially sound, you can do whatever you want, really.
I know, but I wouldn't think you'd make it to the first 20 years without doing a lot of stuff you didn't want to do.
Even people that are financially sound sometimes still have to do things they don't want to do.
You're absolutely right.
Because it's the right
thing. Take athletes, for instance. They don't want to talk really to the press, or really they probably don't want to give autographs or stuff like that. But
a lot of times they don't.
Right. And sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? Who's the rapper that was on TMZ? He didn't want to give his autograph?
Future. I was trying to avoid racial topics today, and I realized, no, it's not possible. Yeah. It's not possible. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm a racist.
So.
Exactly.
Wednesday is Mueller Day, and I was just, you know, Mueller on Capitol Hill, and I thought, you know, there's going to be, do you think the TV ratings will be gigantic for this? Because they're saying this is the biggest, biggest thing in decades.
I mean, probably, yeah.
Because he's doing an opening statement?
No, because he's answering questions.
He hasn't talked. Right. He had one press conference.
So Now, today I heard, and I think I'd heard this yesterday, that he was not going to ad lib. He's going to stick to the Mueller report.
Yeah, he probably will.
So, okay, and
he's bad.
You're going to have this giant television audience watch him say what is on paper, right?
Yeah, but you're missing the other aspect, are the questions that are going to be asked to him.
Right.
And he's got an audience that's fantastic.
I understand that, but he said he's not ad-libbing.
No, I know, but I hate these because there's a lot of grandstanding.
Of course, on both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
That's really why you watch it.
Because I felt like, oh, my God, I'm stuck with this freaking congressional thing on for, you know, 5 or 6 hours tomorrow. And then I thought, if he's not saying anything, if he's not ad-libbing, if he's not adding anything to it. And then I realized that, and I don't think this is any grand epiphany, that it's really just an effort to have him say all the things that maybe a lot of people have not read, because most people haven't read the Mueller report. Right? Am I right about that?
I don't think it's a great read.
There are parts that are interesting.
Yeah. Those types of reports, I just expect someone else to read it and surmise it for me.
You know, Brandon,
well, if you like their spin.
Right, I guess.
You're both smart men. I know. It was just like that story about Kristen Gillibrand and her father. Well, first of all, I think the story said he was a member of NXIVM. Yeah. It turns out that he took $100,000 from NXIVM and lobbied our government on NXIVM's behalf, which is pretty disgusting.
You're in the cult, bro.
And I could only find it on these conservative websites, so I thought I didn't know whether to believe it.
Yeah, well we went down that yesterday. I mean, the Post had stories because her opponent brought it up last year, a year ago. And plus, nobody cares about her.
I still feel...
You know, she's in the story about her today, as I saw a story pop up. She does not regret pushing Al Franken to resign now, because there's a lot of the... senators.
Well, she's running on the Me Too banner.
Exactly, yes. But a lot of the senators who really said he needs to resign have kind of backtracked off it, which, you know, who cares now? He's already resigned.
Okay,
except for her.
Wait, Ben Tilly. Pretty sure the podcast is whatever Drew wants to talk about.
Yeah!
Is he being a smartass or?
No. He's defending you.
Yeah, they were wondering if it's a Mueller podcast. This is not a Mueller podcast.
No. I don't want to talk about the congressional hearing tomorrow because I feel like, I don't know.
Maybe you can get some good sound bites out of it.
I don't want to get sucked into this whole thing. It's like the people who are screaming, I feel like the country is loaded with crybabies at the moment. People just, oh my God. And today it's Trump made the white supremacist sign.
Oh God, the OK sign.
He made the OK sign.
It's okay.
But when Brandon sent it to me, I was like, but it's not upside down.
Okay.
It's right side up.
Okay.
So then, Maz, what
did
you say?
That's not a real story.
I said the OK sign.
It's in Rolling Stone.
It's Rolling Stone.
It's Rolling Stone magazine.
It's an emoji, for crying out loud.
Yeah, if it's an emoji, then the phone companies are all racist, putting out white supremacist signs on emojis?
It's right there, man.
It's right side up. So when did the vote happen? When was it determined that the OK sign, not just upside down, but right side up, is racist? When did that become a white supremacist sign? And why is Curry's hat okay?
Because he hits threes.
There it is, Drew. There's three
I know,
OK signs
you,
that it's
sent to you. White. I feel like I'm being sucked into the white supremacy world just looking at it.
If that's, I guess I'm a racist. If that's a racist,
right? You just sent it to someone.
I just sent it to you,
Maz.
Sorry, man. I'm taking you down with me. I'm a racist.
Oh boy. Then
there's one. Someone put one up.
Right. Oh, Dan!
Dan, you're racist.
I'm not a racist.
Jeremy! Oh, my God, our Facebook is filled with white supremacy suddenly.
Well, how about this?
You are a racist, Fred.
How about this nuanced comment from Amanda? Context! I mean, it's about context, too.
Wait, no, this is the OK sign.
No, I know.
It's always been the OK sign. And when someone decides that, you know, we're taking it away and someone posts it or whatever, so guess what? The internet, you could say that the word hello means that I hate minorities, and then we can't say hello anymore. Hello's been adopted by the white supremacists. I love you has been adopted by the white supremacists.
It's theirs now forever.
No words left.
I mean, how dumb is this? I still can't get over that Theo Epstein had shivers through his body when he saw the guy playing the...
Whatever happened to that guy?
He's banned for life from Wrigley Field.
Have you heard anything more about
him? No, they never named him.
My understanding was that he didn't want to be named, and he didn't want to fight it because he felt that he would be declared a white supremacist.
Yeah, he would have been the next Bartman.
Yeah, him and Bartman
would have been the racist Bartman.
I did notice.
What about the snake cup guy? How's he doing, though? One with the GoFundMe. What was his name? My balls. What was his name?
Ligma.
Ligma. Yeah. There's a hashtag trending for a while. Free Ligma, and the videos were really funny.
Oh boy.
Come on. What's going on with Ligma? Balls.
Keep the Facebook live rolling for a few minutes, Joe, because I wanted to mention, you know, yesterday, and I did this because I thought, you know what? I want to just change the subject a little bit because I saw this tweet about songs with numbers in it. And I thought, you know, there's a nice innocuous topic to throw around. And today I saw another one on Twitter, and they were doing the best breakup songs. And someone was declaring that Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division is the best breakup song. And in fact, they had links, and I think there was a UK poll. That song is so popular in the UK.
Yeah, it's a great song.
And so people were posting songs.
I'm mad I missed a number song yesterday, like the second I left the house.
What song?
Radiohead has 2 plus 2 equals 5.
Oh.
Which is a phenomenal song.
That was not mentioned either.
No.
24 or 6 to 4.
That was, thanks for listening to the podcast, Mark. Love will tear us apart again. Oh, it's the original Joy Division version.
I came up with
the poor quality version.
I think I got the best one.
What?
The Rain by OJ. By
OJ Simpson?
Juice. By Juice Jones.
The Rain by the Juice Rain. Jones.
It's like when he caught his girlfriend. Remember he caught his girlfriend?
I don't know the song.
And he killed her and her waiter.
Love Stinks.
Really a cool song.
My Heart Will Go On. Kevin!
here's Tommy's song.
You're going to remember this, girl.
What year is this from?
In the 80s.
86.
It's a big hit.
Was
it?
Yeah. Do you know it, Brad?
No, I've never heard this.
I don't think this is the first breakup song I would think
of. You gotta hear him talking to his girlfriend. Go forward in the song when he's rapping to her.
Somehow I don't think this is gonna turn out well for you.
No,
man.
It's gonna turn out good. Listen. Guaranteed. Go to the talk side. My first impulse was to run up on you. Here we go. Do a Rambo. We're about to jam you and flat blast both of you. I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. He caught her cheating.
So he said he was going to kill her?
No, go back even further. Go back.
Isn't the best breakup song Police?
Every breath you take. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Stalker song.
A little psychotic, but it's a great song.
Some of the ones that were mentioned, Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. Wrecking Ball.
That's not a bad song.
It's okay. Back to Black, Amy Winehouse. You Ought to Know, Alanis Morissette. Mm-hmm. Oh, It's Too Late, Carole King. I love that song.
Good song.
Maggie May by Rod Stewart. It Ain't Me,
that
Babe.
That was a breakup song?
Maggie May, yeah. Yeah, listen to the words. He's ragging on her.
Hmm.
You don't think that was a breakup song?
I have to go back and listen.
Somebody else listed it, and then I thought about it, and I don't think of it from the title. I Know I'm Losing You by The Temptations. You Somebody, Kings of Leon. I don't know that song that well.
Oh, that's a good song.
Thank You Next by Grande.
Is this one? Is this considered one?
No, it's like, yo,
to that person, fuck off.
I'm Moving Out.
A great song.
Yeah.
How about Walk Away, Renee? Don't Walk Away, Renee.
Yeah, that's... Wait, who does that song? Is that Four Tops?
No.
Walk Away, Renee. No, that's the Left Bank.
Yes, Left Bank.
What about every single song that Taylor Swift has ever made? Yeah.
We Are
life?
Never Ever Getting Back Together Again, which I think is a really good hook, actually. I have to give her credit.
Break
for
Up Jamaica by Stylistic.
I remember that song.
It's great.
Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. Ain't No Sunshine, Bill Withers.
Oh, God, that's a good song.
Isn't it a great song? Mm-hmm. I Heard It Through the Grapevine, which Maz also argued with.
I didn't know it was a breakup. I didn't know.
Breaking Us in Two, Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson's good.
Rolling in the Deep.
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Amen.
Rolling in the Deep's a great song.
It is a great song. I love that song. I just think the production on it is...
This is the best version, Brandon. Thank you for pulling it up. Remember the California
Raisins? Why are the Raisins singing a breakup song?
Because the Raisins' girlfriend dumped them. She went out with a prune.
Is that for real?
Oh. What do you mean, is that for real?
I don't know.
This is a great joke.
Thank you.
Time for me to fly, REO Speedway.
That's a great one, man.
Babe, I'm going to Leave You by Zeppelin. That's a good one.
Uh-huh, phenomenal.
How about How can you mend a broken heart?
How about I Can't Quit You, Babe?
Yeah, Zeppelin. That's a great one. I Used to Love Her, But I Had to Kill Her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love Stinks. Peace of My Heart, Janis Joplin. Here I Go Again.
Here I go.
How about Crying by Roy Orbison? How about Crying?
Well, yeah, Roy Orbison's got to have at least three songs in there.
Ever known. Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, Soft Magazine should have some breakup songs, says Dave.
I Will Survive.
All She Wrote by Firehouse? Wait, isn't that a hair band? Ricky Bastuba's on Facebook.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Rick.
Is Mark's shirt for sale, Joanna wants
it
to know.
Was. I think we're all sold out.
Oh, no.
There's other polos.
What song is that, Brandon?
Someone Like You.
Remember that Adele. SNL song?
Yes.
Has there ever been a song more played during a segment of time than this was when it was a number one hit? Someone Like You was everywhere.
It was everywhere.
That album was pretty damn good, though.
She's great. I'll fight you if you disagree anyway.
How about I Will Survive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
One, yeah.
The cake version.
I love the cake version.
Hey. I love the cake version. Every Adele song says Donna.
Yeah,
you're right.
Donna's
you're right.
Air Supply. Any Air Supply song?
Aren't those love songs?
Yeah.
All Out of Love.
You turn them into
All Out of Love. I was trying to think of a Beatles song because they have a song about everything, but nothing was coming right to mind.
I love the bass in this song.
Every
cake
song.
The bass is killer on it.
I want Sting to redo it and bring it even louder.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Oh, Mr. Brightside?
Yeah.
I know, it's not perfect.
Soft Magazine had another good one, too.
Soft Magazine jumped in on this already?
Yeah, you ready for it?
Yeah.
Let me jump to the hook.
Fuck you and I fuck her.
It's a great song.
I love this song.
CeeLo.
But the unedited version.
Oh, Mary Jane's Last Dance? I thought that was like a murder song.
About Phil Collins. Take a look.
Wait, isn't that a heroin song?
I thought so.
Mary Jane's Last Dance? Used to Love Her, But I Had to Kill Her. Joel, thanks for listening to the podcast. That's well worth mentioning.
All right.
Well, Bradley just said, Mr. Brightside. Are people repeating me and making fun of me? I guess the Facebook's a little behind because Dan says, have you not worked the Beatles into this yet? I don't want to spoil the party was the only one. I know Lennon's got other ones.
Their songs are all about being in love.
Yeah, they are. They're happy
songs. They have the one that the girl's not in love with them anymore. What's the name of that one?
Girl. No. Girl's not in love. Norwegian Wood?
No. I'll try to think of the name. Meg Griffin always talks about that song.
What?
Being a very sad song.
Old song, new song?
Older.
Wait, old song, new song.
Like in the, 67, maybe.
Yeah, which new Beatles song?
Oh, She's Leaving Home?
She's Leaving Home. No,
that's about a girl leaving her family.
No, that's not the one. But that's sad also. But that does make me sad.
67, okay. It's got to be on Magical Mystery Tour or Sgt. Pepper's.
They're not in love.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Billy Shears, I Give Out a Little Help for My Friends. Lucy and Scout Diamonds. I have to admit it's getting better. Oh. Fixing a Hole with a Ring.
No.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite. Within
Earlier
You Without
than
You.
That. Earlier than that.
When I'm 64. Before that, yeah, that's before 67, that. Though. There's nothing else in 67.
66.
Yeah. Okay.
Nowhere,
got to
man.
Get you into my line.
Oh, that's about weed.
You Won't See Me.
Baby, You Can Drive My Car. Run for Your Life.
Oh.
Michelle.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
I'm telling you, no, it's the perfect breakup Beatles
does
song.
Does anyone ever tell you you're stubborn?
No.
Soft Magazine also said this one for a breakup song. Bye 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 in Sync.
Oh, no! There were boy band songs on the list I saw. I didn't write them down.
For No One?
Oh, Not a Second
for
Time?
No
For No One?
For No
That's
One?
That's the breaks.
For No One. That's the one. Thank you, Brandon.
No longer need you.
Yeah.
And
it's on Revolver.
There you go.
It is on Revolver.
What year was that?
66.
Yeah, it was right remastered.
There. You said 67.
Right there.
I said, oh. They've only got their 7 years.
Oh, I just thought of the best one, and I haven't heard anyone say it. Black, Pearl Jam.
Yes.
That's a great
song. That is a great song.
It's a song?
It's weird when it's not.
I think so, yeah, right?
Yes, it is. It was on the list.
I guess you'll be somebody's star. Oh, Cry Me a River. I'll fight you.
How about I Will Always Love You by Whitney?
All Crowd Out Over You, Lisa Lisa,
one,
and Cult Jam. Every Smith song is a breakup song.
Tracks of My Tears, Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, that's a great song. Smokey, I love Smokey.
I love that song, man.
How about Willie Nelson, Always On My Mind?
Always on my mind. Yours on my mind?
I love you!
Is this a breakup song?
This is my this is my favorite one, right?
Whitney's turning over.
I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
Wait.
My longest relationship was like 6 months, and then she farted in her sleep. I'm like, I'm out of here, man. I was gone before she woke up.
I thought it was funny yesterday when I mentioned the song 19 by Paul Hardcastle, and Trudy said, I don't like talking songs. So I was this morning, I was thinking, talking songs? That was such a funny comment. I was trying to go talking songs, and I asked Matt, and Matt said, oh, Convoy.
Oh,
C.W. McCall. Yeah.
C.W. McCall.
Number one in 1970.
How does that song come up 3 times a year on this show?
Always, always. Hot Rod Lincoln is kind of in the same family.
You're right.
Everything that Blue October does is talking.
What about Byron McGregor, The Americans?
Wow.
It charted.
I know.
Wasn't he married to JoJo Shuddy McGregor?
Yes, he was.
Look at CW.
This was a great talking song.
This is number one for at least a month.
It was number one. Trudy would regret her comment if she heard Convoy.
She would. I'm talking about CW McCall.
I remember my dad had a CB in a van we had. So ridiculous.
A friend of mine's dad had a CB, and he used to chase police calls with us in the car.
Oh, really?
Which was fun.
Sounds like a blast.
It's total blast.
Do it right now.
Was The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Yeah, that's a talking song.
Art and Gary had a, Art and Gary and my buddies, they had a,
Rocky Raccoon, that's a talking song.
That's right, it is.
Last Goodbye, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Isn't that a Tim Buckley, not Tim Buckley, what's the son's name? Jeff Buckley.
Jeff Buckley, yeah.
Is that a Jeff Buckley song? We're talking about two different things, talking songs, Rocky Raccoon, and breakup songs, Last Goodbye. That is, that's a tough song. Ron Wolfus, you get a thanks for listening to the podcast. He says Terry got a new wheelchair. That was in the Facebook feed yesterday, too, wasn't it?
Well, no, I don't think it was.
Okay, it was on the show.
We found out midway through the show, then we called El Draco.
Oh, I love how everybody pounds on him with a thanks for listening to the podcast, too, on Facebook Live.
I was listening to a lot of Bowie yesterday after our conversation. I was playing some for Charlotte. And I love the song Modern Love, but I hate the way it begins.
The doom, doom. Oh, him talking?
Yes. It's kind of a talking song in the beginning. The intro's a talking song.
That's another,
I don't like it.
That's another really funny topic. There are a few songs that I feel like
good songs that have bad parts to it. That
or really bad intros. Yeah, I've got a few of those that really bother me.
I mean, it's kind of ticky-tacky because it goes right by pretty soon, but it doesn't fit the song for me.
I know when to go out. He's just being throaty.
I know when to stay.
Well, the same thing with
He's
another
pushing
brick in
his
the
voice.
Wall.
Yeah, I know.
That beginning part where Roger Waters is a fire.
What movie is it that they have the big dance sequence to
Sleeping
this?
With Other People.
Yeah, God, it's such a great scene.
It's a great scene. That's a great movie. I love that movie.
I'd like to try out that hairstyle he has in this video. Do you think that would work on me?
Looks like
he does have hair that guy has.
Ridiculous. From
you know, when he was in his 60s, he looked fantastic. He really did.
I know.
And the guy, you know, he had his crazy periods. He had some pretty good genes.
He's pretty awesome.
Although we lost him at 69.
Period.
Shame. Okay, I will mention Gabara and the gang at Zotford and Holly, who are in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event. You've likely heard you can save 20% off sticker during this sale. Our friends at Zotford and DealsInTheD.com will do much better than that while helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. You can get 0% financing for 60 months and over $14,000 off a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT. There you go, you people that want to buy a car. That's almost 30% off sticker, or at least it now as low as $171 a month. How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off the new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4? That's almost 30% off sticker, or lease it as low as $99 a month. We all know Zot Ford's a spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, the real sales manager, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sale event passes you by. Yeah. Then we've got Dr. Yaldo, Corrective Eye Surgery. And LASIK, one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine, changing the lives of millions of people by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without all that mess. Reading glasses, and long vision glasses, and contacts. Dr. Yell has done over 30,000 custom LASIK procedures, and most have gotten better than 20/20. It takes a few minutes. It's painless. You get to throw all the crap away. The multivocal lens implants for people 45 plus forever frees you from your hated reading glasses. No more reading glasses, along with precision far vision. Got nothing to lose? You can go in there if you need frames. If you want to get some cool frames and you want to support the podcast, that's a great way to do it. You don't have to commit to anything. They're not going to pressure you. Just say, hey, I want some prescription glasses, and I'd like to look at some cool prescription sunglasses. They've got great frames there. That's what Trudy says. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for an additional discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to yelloweyecenter.com.
I can't see real good.
Okay, we were gonna watch the story about these poor kids who are being hit with absences when they're taking a mental health day.
You mean kids at risk?
These are
that's what NBC described it.
Did everyone think this story was? I mean, this came out of left field and was like, what, mental health days? I don't get a mental. Does anyone? Do adults get mental health days?
They should.
They just get days off, I guess. They want to use them, because you don't need an excused absence from work unless it's extended.
But can I ask you a question? Who needs a mental health day more, a kid going to school or an adult who's in the grind of a job for 20 years?
Can I ask something? Is this a mental health day with somebody? I mean, is this where somebody has maybe autism or somebody has a condition?
No, this is about not feeling good, feeling depressed, or just not feeling good. Like Napoleon, I don't feel good.
Okay.
Isn't that what we mean
quote
here?
Quote, unquote, not feeling good. Remember the foundation? Remember the foundation for kids that don't feel good?
Don't feel good.
Rob?
I don't remember exactly.
That was such a great.
It was really funny.
Hey, these kids go through a lot at school, man. There's
oh, crap. Maz, are you going to go back for mental health days?
I just want
to
say
just
this.
Don't go to school. Why do we need mental health days? And by the way, is everyone going to take their full complement of mental health days?
Okay, listen.
It has a far greater chance of being abused
When we went to school, there were no phones. There were no back and forth, people knowing each other's business, people getting in.
Oh, really? Get them off the phone. Don't give them phones.
More bullying.
Don't give them phones.
Cyber bullying. All that shit.
There were no bullies.
There were bullies, but there were more now than there were.
Well, now it's
then.
In print
because they're softer. Yes.
Because everything is out there on these phones. Everything.
You think there's more now? I thought the younger generation is more woke. I thought the younger
I'm with
generation
you, Brandon.
Is.
That's what they say. No, I don't really think they are, because
everyone's
a
bully.
Yeah. I think
everyone
kids,
has a phone here.
Kids are assholes.
Kids are kids. Kids will say another kid is fat.
Yeah.
Because they're kids.
Right.
They notice stuff for the first time. Two-year-olds will say that. You can't wake a two-year-old, and it's pretty hard to have a woke 10-year-old.
Speak for yourself.
I'm just telling you, there's a lot more going on than when we went to school.
Okay.
I disagree with that.
Okay, disagree.
Kids also have it pretty good.
They do?
It's not all bad.
I don't think it's as good as it used to
be. You know, most kids I know get cars when they're teenagers.
That's the way it's always been.
First off, they have more people.
No, it hasn't always been like that. I didn't get a car when I was 16.
Kids today have more people that will listen to them. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean when they don't
feel
good?
When they have
good anxiety
or don't
there are people
feel
called, how about when people?
Yeah, we just sucked it up when we had anxiety.
You went to school.
Yeah, you went to school.
How many schools we don't hear about that have threats called in? Threats are called in
What's
daily.
What does that have to do with a mental health day?
These kids go through a lot, is what I'm telling you.
They go over the laws and go, by the way, somebody just called in and threatened the school?
No, they don't say.
Just thought you might want a little anxiety.
Put on the QT, and then they send emails to parents and texts. And
the parents
gets around.
Somebody was going to take out your whole school today.
Then the kids get on the phone, and it goes like wildfire.
Well, that's stupid. Because you know what? Back in the day, and I'm not saying this because I want people to walk 3 miles to school, but parents didn't tell their kids things that they aren't supposed to know.
Correct. But now everyone knows
they do that.
Everyone knows everything.
So why don't they stop telling kids stuff they're not supposed to know, and then they won't have so much anxiety? Are you saying that you're in favor of mental health days for kids?
Yes, I am. Totally.
Oh, okay. Is someone not feeling well?
I don't know. I like to learn from movies, and 21 Jump Street showed how woke kids today's are.
I can't right now.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Don't succumb to the peer pressure. What are you doing?
You're supposed to use two straps. One strap is peer pressure.
No, you're fucking up right now.
Those are goths. Those are nerds.
What the fuck are those things?
I'm so confused right now.
Is that your car?
Yeah.
What's that thing get? 10 miles to the gallon?
Nah, try like 7. What about you?
Biodiesel, dog.
It smells like egg rolls.
Yeah, it does. Runs on leftover fry oil from Hunan Palace. But we try to ride bikes when we can, global crisis and whatnot.
Whatever, man. I don't care about anything.
Oh, you don't care about the environment? It's kind of fucked up, man.
Hey, will y'all shut the hell up? I'm trying to study.
Trying to study?
Look at him. He's trying. He's actually trying. What a nerd. Look at the nerd. Look at him. Look at the nerd.
You call him a nerd, man.
I'm sorry, what?
Ow! Oh,
shit, dude.
Hey, are you okay, man? Hey, what the hell? Are you serious?
I'll turn that gay-ass music off.
You punch me because I'm gay?
What? No, I... Oh, come on.
That's not cool, man.
That is really insensitive.
I didn't punch him because he's gay. I punched him, and then he's happened to turn out to be gay afterwards.
I was gay when you punched me.
In a weird way, it might have been homophobic not to punch you just because you were gay.
Right.
21 Jump Street.
Oh my God, I love that.
The movie is very funny.
Here's the kids at risk.
Shit.
They're at risk.
Hardcastle and Derek Evans were seniors when they lobbied state lawmakers for a new bill. When Oregon students head back to school, they'll be allowed to call in sick, not just if they're physically ill, but if they need a mental health day.
I think the most amazing part about this whole thing is that it was student-led.
I'm personally in need of mental health days.
Derek told lawmakers he struggled with anxiety.
He's making me look bad.
He's riddled with anxiety.
He should be when he wears a sweater like that. Look how stupid.
They'll be allowed to call in sick, not just if they're physically ill, but if they need a mental health day.
I think the most amazing part about this whole thing is that it was student-led.
I'm personally in need of mental health days.
Derek told lawmakers he struggled with anxiety in high school.
It's amazing he has anxiety, yet he can get up in front of this crowd of lawmakers and pass this bill.
Speak publicly?
Yeah.
I'm being marked absent, unexcused, can't make up these assignments because I don't have the willpower to go to school today because it's just too much and there is no system set in place to help me.
Oregon
Why
has
we
one
have
of
suck it up days where you just go.
I don't have the willpower.
You should get extra credit
to
school.
You need more willpower then. Suck it up.
Stop whining.
You gotta suck it up sometimes. Does anyone suck it up anymore? Is that phrase, am I saying something horrible?
I'm with you. Sometimes you have to do stuff you just don't want to do.
I'm stunned.
I don't want to hear you whining.
I'm amazed. I'm in the same room with someone who likes this policy.
I didn't see this. I didn't see this piece. I'm not going on this piece.
Oh,
I'm going
thanks for doing prep.
I'm going on.
What are you going on?
I'm going on. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a day off from work or school if you need a day off. Just to cool it.
Yeah, but
you can call it whatever the hell you want.
Well, first off, work and school are
different. Well, if you want to be paid less, you know, everybody just comes when they want, then.
What if you had a business and your employer just goes, I don't have the willpower to work today?
Okay, then I'll get somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I thought you wanted mental health days.
I do.
So why does get some mental health days too then? He has more pressure.
Why are you guys
going to agree with this?
The way you're spinning it, there's no way for me to win.
I'm not spinning.
I can't win against three spinners.
It's not about winning or losing.
I'm not spinning you. I'm telling you how I feel.
All right, I'll take your side.
I don't think kids need mental health days.
I'll take your side. I'll play devil's advocate for this.
Thanks.
So, and I bet you they're going to probably mention some of this, but we are in times where school shootings are up, so that type of anxiety can loom over you.
Okay, what percentage of schools have been shot at?
I understand.
Threats, Drew.
But
threats.
The media, honestly, the media will make it sound like it's a pretty damn common thing, especially with...
Maybe you should go to school and learn about statistics.
Should maybe people sort of tell people the truth about this, that it happens in one out of, what, every 50,000 schools?
I understand, yep. But they're going to use that. They're also going to use the fact that people are online and everybody's online bullies these days, and
then get them offline.
High standards.
You need
to be
so many
Instagram.
Days off because you're online and you can't take it. Then why are kids online on social media?
Then turn your
phones
in.
Don't we know this is a terrible idea?
Turn your phones in when you go to school. Then everyone's on a level playing.
That said, they were doing that in West Michigan.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they're going to be shut down any second.
I would go for that in a minute. I would vote for that in a second.
But people give their kids phones. So I don't know how you can blame phones. You gave your children phones. If they can't handle it, if they need mental health days because they have a phone, then they should lose the phones.
Yeah, so the solution to that problem is don't go to school. In other words, I'm just stunned by this. Getting you down and people are being mean to you.
How many days are they asking for these kids?
Let's watch the rest of the story.
Are they asking for one day?
Basically, just ignore any of the problems and hide. Is kind of what they're saying.
The highest rates of teen suicide in the country. It's the second leading cause of death for 10 to 34-year-olds in that state. Nationally, suicide is at a 50-year high. Under the new Oregon law, mental health days will be considered excused absences. Students won't be penalized and can make up exams.
Their parents still have to call the school.
After they find out what was on the exam.
But now they can be honest about taking a day off to deal with their depression, to deal with the panic attack,
no one will abuse this
policy. To not have to be anxious about not being able to make up work.
Our biggest goal is just making sure that everyone knows that mental health is just as valid as physical health.
No one's saying it isn't.
Social media, wondering if kids will take advantage.
Children are already missing school for mental health reasons. The thing is, they're lying about it. We're hoping that this gives them the opportunity to start a positive conversation about what's going on and why they need help.
We have too many conversations!
That's an interesting idea. How many days could someone take for mental health?
So Oregon law says that any student can take up to 5 days over a three-month period for any kind of excused absence.
That's 10 days a year,
at
least.
What is 15 days? And now each school district will be able to revise that as they see fit for their students' needs.
That's 15 days.
15 days.
Five every 3 months.
Well, I'd be taking advantage of that and then going on a week-long trip.
You got the
hell yeah!
Everybody would
during
take
exam week.
Parents will go along with you.
Cool.
Especially if you're not ready for an exam. I mean, because the exam's going to give you a level of anxiety where your willpower might be down. So, just postpone it. Find out what was on it.
I always thought it was a kid's job to go to school. Their only job.
It is their
it's
job.
Not only life, job they have.
Hey, life isn't easy, man.
No.
Sometimes it's really hard.
Maybe this is why kids are living at home half their lives.
Yeah.
Today's final exam will consist of two parts, oral and anal.
You think that they're living at home more now than they back in the day?
Oh, they are.
They are.
Really? Way more. Because they don't grow up as fast. They don't mature as fast.
I didn't know that.
They don't, you know, you have all these snowplow parents and helicopter parents who are doing everything for them.
Yep.
Okay, so. Okay. We'll call it a draw. I guess it's 50-50. People want it. People don't want it. I saw a story and I was like, what?
Just call in sick then.
I'm just kidding. Why don't we, let's do a Twitter poll.
Yeah. How do you want
to do you agree with Maz that kids deserve
mental
health
days?
No, don't
put my name in it.
Why? You agreed with him.
Don't put my name in it. Just write it down 50-50. Do not put my name.
Why?
Because no one is going to agree
with
me.
Yeah, because then it gets skewed. Yeah.
It's really
okay, do you think children should have mental health days as excused absences? 5 days every 3 months for excused absences, as they do in Oregon.
That's 15 a year, just 15 days.
Okay. Do you think kids should have 15 mental health days a year as excused absences?
Are you under the impression they don't need a note from a doctor either?
Said the parents called.
Yeah.
The parents just at least have to let them know.
So the parents are diagnosing their lack of willpower for the day?
Yes.
My kid can't come into school today. He has a lack of willpower.
And what do you think those kids are doing?
That kid needs to go to school.
I just remember.
The kid just needs to play video games at home all day.
Charlotte was in pre-K last year, and I called her an absent once, and I said, she didn't sleep last night. She's not coming into school. She didn't sleep.
Charlotte.
She didn't sleep.
I don't think
sleep.
That's an
that
excused
might be
absence.
One.
She lacked the willpower.
If she really didn't sleep, I mean.
She didn't go to bed. Yeah.
What, was she up watching movies and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. No.
Some good stuff on?
She just refused to go to bed.
She was up fighting.
All night?
Last night she didn't go to bed till 10:30.
Wow.
How did in the she backyard have... catching fireflies, quote unquote. And she asked me this morning, hey, can we catch fireflies tonight? I said, absolutely not.
It's summertime.
Please.
How about, I'm amazed at some the energy. This little package has so much energy. It's like, oh, my God, how could someone that size stay up
all night? She's probably sleeping in the afternoon, an hour, 2 hours here and there.
Charlotte hasn't taken a nap since she was two.
She don't, like, chill out and just conk out?
I don't know. I don't know how her body just doesn't shut down.
I don't either.
It's incredible.
I want to bottle it. I need some of it. She drains my energy.
That's the first thing that hit me about that was, wait, kids need mental health days. What about the parents?
Uh-huh.
They totally need it.
I know, but they're not going to get it because you would lose productivity. It would cost companies money. Well.
And we wonder why China's kicking our ass.
You know what's funny?
Do you think the Chinese get mental health
days? No. I was stunned.
What a concept.
At this... I learned so much on 90 Day Fiancé. It's hilarious how much you learn about other countries, you know, and how they do. There's this girl in Vegas, and if I told this story, stop me. She, of course, online, she doesn't like American men. She likes Oriental men. Do you know the girl I'm talking about?
I remember you talking about it. I don't know if it was on the show or not.
He's from South Korea, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they fall madly in love. He comes to America for a week, and they just screw nonstop.
Nice.
It's just a screw-a-thon.
Oh, you told me this off the air.
Yeah, and she gets knocked up.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, my God. She's already got a six-year-old, and the father's not involved. I forgot how old she is, maybe 23.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
So he...
Sounds great so far. Go ahead.
His parents have to approve her or he can't marry her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple. So his parents come over, which is weird. His parents come over and her six-year-old is just like all over the place and just just not, you know, she climbs up on furniture. And
I know I hate you because I hate you.
She eats when she wants, where she wants. She just runs around constantly and you can't. And so these South Korean parents are like, what is it?
I don't accept your apology.
Yikes, you're strict.
So they end up approving just, I think, because her kid wanted them to.
She got the pre-approval?
It took a week, but she got it. But that kid, oh my. Oh, she sent the kid to be with her mom. That's what turned the corner. Because the first 2 days the kid was there, just a maniac. I've never seen anything that size with that kind of energy.
Get out of here.
And then the mom took the kid, and then I think the parents forgot about the kid.
That's good. Oh.
Hopefully.
Pulled the wool right over their eyes.
She's just giving them to Jackson. Any unwanted kid goes
to
Michael
Jackson. It was a
girl,
unfortunately.
Oh. I was thinking about adopting two kids from each continent around the world.
Oh, my God.
They'll all
be great idea.
11 years old, male, and they'll leave in a year, and I'll get another two males from every country.
Sounds like a great plan. I love you, and that is my plan.
Did you see Anthony Weiner is back with Uma?
What?
Really?
Yes. He moved back in with her. And the funny thing was, they show him, he's pushing this like four-wheeled thing with all these clothes on it down the street to move back into her place.
Oh, like a clothes rack?
Yeah, a clothes rack.
Oh, man.
He's moving himself. And I'm like, oh, my God, this poor guy. And I'm thinking about these two people. I'm thinking of her like, oh, God, she's, you know, they've got a little kid. She wants to keep it together.
That's probably why.
This guy is like sending his rod to every 15-year-old on the planet.
Well, no, that was Carlos. But
wait,
okay.
We have conflicting reports that are using the same picture. One that says Anthony Weiner moves back in with Huma. That's from the Washington.
That's from 2 days ago, I think, isn't it?
And then People magazine has one that says Anthony Weiner moved his things out of Huma's house.
Whoa.
They are not back together. So
doesn't sound like that together.
Did anybody answer the real question?
Are you more than 7 inches?
He is.
What about is he fully erect or is he capable of more?
Are you fully erect or are you capable of more? Will you help to support Arnold's love child? Will you maintain your hot critique and smooth sexy cat?
I love that all hell is breaking loose.
I know,
on that
everyone's
list.
So mad at Benji.
That one lady passed out in the middle of it. Did you hear that?
She's like, yes. Will you maintain your hot critique and smooth sexy cat? Are you fully erect?
How insanely funny.
Oh,
that's great.
Oh boy. Okay, so the Washington Post erroneously reported that he moved back in. He was moving. It would look like they were moving in.
Yeah, some stories.
People, is People Magazine is a better source than the Washington Post? That's kind of hard to believe.
It looks like the conservative.
They have some cutbacks at the Washington Post.
It's kind of like what you said earlier. The conservative sites say that he moved back in, and then the liberal sites say that it didn't happen. So I don't know. They're conflicting.
Why would that break down over conservative? I mean, that is just weird. Anyway, so, I mean, in my mind, he was moved back in. Apparently, he's not. This is what sucks about news. I don't know what's going on. Half the time, I don't know what the fucking story is. But today, maybe the Washington Post is wrong and People Magazine is right, because today
the tabloids are all saying he is moving out, but the news organizations are saying he's moving back in. It's really weird.
Well, regardless, this I don't think is in dispute. They had pictures of him today having lunch with a mystery woman.
Ooh. Was it Sydney Leathers?
No, it was not.
He sounds like he's moving out then, Drew.
Do you think Sydney Leathers will comment on Inside Edition today?
Yes, I could see her easily commenting.
Right. One of the funniest,
I hope she does.
One of the funniest things I remember about Sydney Leathers is she kept
her
popping
accordion?
Up. She kept popping up on conservative guy Hannity, Sean Hannity's show. He kept having her on as a guest when all this wiener stuff was going down.
She's in porn.
Well, he kept asking her because she was talking about thinking about doing porno. And at the end of every interview, he kept saying, whether it was radio or television, he kept saying, please don't do porno. Please don't do it. And then she ended up doing it. And he never had her on after that.
I know. We had to see that giant tattoo of a tree on her back. Just the worst tattoo possibly ever. And her accordion body, because she was really heavy. And every time she went up and down, she looked like an accordion.
Yeah, the mystery woman was cute.
She did. Yeah, the mystery woman's very attractive.
Oh, here's the picture. He's got a hockey, so he's a goalie.
He rode his bike to the lunch with the mystery woman.
Oh.
He is out, Drew.
She kind of looks like Uma.
She's pretty cute, the mystery woman is.
Yeah.
Uma, I can't imagine. Uma, she's friends with Hillary Clinton. She can't be that cool, can she?
No.
Chelsea had a baby. Oh, I'm so happy for her.
What'd they name it?
Jasper.
Jasper?
Yeah, Jasper.
Mm-hmm. Jasper.
Yeah, it's a family name.
My friend Jasper.
Okay.
I can't believe this is irresponsible that Inside Edition has not done a story on this.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Is Sydney Leathers doing more porn, or did you just do a couple and then go, what am I doing? I'm texting with this congressman. Next thing you know, his dick's all over the place. My nasty talk to him. And I did two porn movies. What the fuck is wrong with me? I look like an accordion in this porn flick.
She was such a...
She got new boobs. She got a lot of plastic surgery, too.
She was kind of a bitch in the Wiener documentary.
I thought she, honestly, I could not believe how self-righteous she was about.
Oh, I know.
Can you believe this man?
I know.
And they were implying that, you know, at 22, she's not a fully formed adult, and he took advantage of her.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, those are new boobs. Gross. She's got basketball boobs now.
That's her too, Tommy, right there.
Gross. Yeah, that's her.
Oh, Sydney.
Look at that green blob. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That was on the front.
Look at that blob.
Oh, there's the accordion effect, Maz. I don't think she's at her heaviest there either. It's a smaller accordion.
Did you see how big that computer monitor was on the desk that she was banging that guy on?
Maybe that was back in the 70s. That was a throwback.
Yeah.
I swear, if
she
if you guys weren't around to look in the background, I would never notice anything in the background of the picture. It's really weird. I feel like I'm somehow deficient.
It's a computer monitor from the early 90s. Can they update the porn
set? Instagram says, penthouse columnist, cat lady, better on Twitter.
What?
Let's see. Let's pull up one of her
penthouse columnist, cat lady, better on Twitter.
There she is riding that guy.
Oh, that's her? She's got a penthouse column?
That's the soundtrack of her riding that guy.
Wow, you hear that, Drew?
Yes. She's got more Instagram followers than I do Twitter followers. Of course.
Of course.
We have more Facebook likes.
That's good.
She looks better.
She's all yours.
Was she on Roche's table for about 2 weeks, getting fat sucked out of her?
Keep it going.
He just left the room with the thing in her.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Gave her a couple of Valium. Oh, boy. Hey.
Girls.
Is she with Bezos?
Will you maintain your hot cooking and screw obsessing cats?
Look at that tattoo. That's all I see. You don't even see her face.
Ugh.
So stupid. Here's what I want. I want the biggest tree you can put on my whole back. Really? For your first tattoo?
It's so
yes.
bad.
Are you sure you don't want it on your shoulder? I want on my whole back. I want roots going down to my butthole.
Whatever happened to Kelly McGillis?
No, I stopped on this.
Before we start this, I was unable to complete the boner line. I wanted to get one done.
Someone's complaining that I said it was Christy McNichol when it was Kelly McGillis.
Somebody on the boner line earlier
this
week.
That's my guess.
Had corrected you, but they had given a wrong correction. So we had about...
Incorrect correction.
We had about what, Joe? What do you think? 8 or 9 calls in a row that were all on the incorrect correction of the incorrect correction. So,
what was the incorrect correction saying?
Well, they had said it was Kelly McDonald and not Kelly Mick whoever you said. And so...
I said Christy McNichol.
You said Christy McNichol.
I wish it was Christy McNichol.
The guy on the boner line said it was Kelly McDonald, so... We had a million people call in.
The boner line is 209-66-BONER. And don't forget the Drew and Mike store. Are people still buying stuff in the Drew and
yeah.
Mike store?
Oh, yeah.
Good, okay.
I'm a little disappointed we haven't tried calling Kelly. We usually have a great, great conversation.
No, she has such a friendly answering machine or voicemail.
Let's see whatever happened to her.
Megan Alexander shares what she's been up to.
I predict she's a lesbian, and she's gained a lot of weight.
For Top Gun 2 is thrilling Tom Cruise fans
I don't think there's
everywhere.
Any connection.
And it's also sparking questions. Whatever happened to Maverick's movie girlfriend?
Can you pause?
Played by
no one has asked this question, by the way.
I guarantee you.
It's not good.
They want to get two things across here. One, she's a lesbian, and two, she's fat. They will show current pictures of her because they just know people are going to go, oh, my God!
I have a separated at birth when we're done.
Oh, okay, great.
I love lesbians!
Kelly McGillis. Megan Alexander shares what she's been up to. The new trailer for Top Gun 2 is thrilling Tom Cruise fans everywhere.
Thrilling.
And it's also sparking questions. Whatever happened to Maverick's movie girlfriend, played by 80s sex symbol Kelly McGillis?
Really sparking those questions.
McGillis is now 62, photographers found her leaving church on Sunday, far from the glittering lights of Hollywood. She lives a quiet life in a small town in North Carolina. The last time she was in the news was after a terrifying home invasion.
I'm somebody in my house.
Her screams were chilling when she called 911.
McGillis
has been married 3 times, the last time to a woman named Melanie.
I really tried very hard not to be who I was, to be true to who I am.
Inside Edition interviewed McGillis when she made the decision to come out in her 50s.
At a certain age, I don't give a hoot what other people think of me.
Cruise's new love interest in the sequel
is
played by Jennifer Connelly.
Mom.
They recreated the motorcycle scene made famous by Cruise and McGillis in the original.
Yes.
That's it?
Dweller H.
What a dumb story.
They just want to show that she's heavy and not attractive
anymore. And is a lesbian.
Look at this picture of her.
I know, she's
kind of she looks like Denny McClain.
A vague resemblance.
Sorry, Denny.
Just that one picture.
Oh, boy.
Shit.
There's a new No Filter Sports tomorrow, by the way. And ML had a show today with Rob Walchek, and we'll get back to that. And will you text ML and tell him we want to call him in a few minutes?
Sure.
ML was without power for, I think, 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And, when I heard that, I was like, wait a second. He's solar-powered. How can he ever be without power? So we'll see how he answers that question. And DTE, what?
Yeah, they're going to give you $25 back.
No energy.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
You
know,
need to be out for 5 days.
Thank you so much. Oh, $25 to be up without power for 4 days. Why don't they just give you the month free?
Exactly.
4 days? You're pretty screwed.
I don't even want the month free.
Yeah, I want the electricity.
Just give me my power.
Do you know, it was one of the lead stories the other day that Brooklyn had 50,000 people without power. We had 600,000 here.
Yeah.
For 4 or 5 days, there's 90,000, I think, that still don't have power.
Well, they're going to get $25. What's the problem?
I don't know. I'm just amazed at what a non-big deal this is, that people just lose power all the time for extended periods.
Who are they going to complain to? Go to the other power company then.
I know.
There isn't.
Well,
hey, I'm so glad the power come back on because I was burning up.
Maz, what do you notice first in that picture of Sydney Leathers?
I picture her tree, her family tree.
Oh, my God. That tree is huge.
Ugh.
All right, we'll find out about Elric hopefully in a minute, but the dog days of summer are here. And that means Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, so they need to make some room by getting rid of the 19s. So it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your next new ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. If you've been waiting for the summer clearance event, the wait is over. Time to get your fresh new vehicle today. Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month, or how about a 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month, and then Ram trucks. People who get fired up about Ram trucks, go lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you will have to choose from, so don't delay. Surf their soon-not-to-be massive inventory at dealsandindeed.com.
Clever. Do it. Get it done.
And Hall Financial, the Hall Financial Hotline, will be opening shortly, if we can get Ulrich on the phone. Top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of the show. David Hall and Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. And, boy, people save money on those refis. Mm-hmm. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. They will hold your hand if you've never done this before. Do not worry. Just call. Have your credit rating and your information available, and they'll take it from there. You can reach Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg.com, or you can call 248-308-5000, or go to our website, Drew and Mike Show, click the link, fill out the online form, and they will get back to you fast and get you on board to start saving money on your refi. Take money out of your home, whatever it is you want to do, try Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. ML's podcast today, he had Rob Walchek in, who did this thing on John Norman Collins, the Michigan murderer from 1969, 68, and was
67 was the first one. He killed the second girl in 68, and then in 69 he went crazy and killed six more.
Sounds like he killed someone in California too. That
yeah,
they never
yeah, that's
got
a
him
really
for.
Yeah, it's a really interesting part of the case.
Yeah, goes on vacation for a couple of weeks, and what do you know? Somebody dies. Wasn't and it's a Michigan plate.
Yeah, he was supposed to be gone for over a month, and it's crazy. He came back after 5 days.
Wasn't the one in California with somebody else as well, like an accomplice?
He was out there with somebody else. They don't know if somebody was with him to commit the murders, because that is kind of rare to have two people working
yeah,
with serial killers. There was one, the Hillside Strangler.
Well, there was also Henry Lee Lucas, who killed, they're not sure, but hundreds of people with Otis Toole.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you've never seen a bigger loser than Otis
Toole.
Oh, my yeah. God, what a tool he is. He is perfectly named.
He's the
that's
one that
why we use the word tool for
Otis
somebody
Toole,
like that.
Wasn't he the one that took out Walsh's kid?
Yes, I believe he was.
Right. Yeah, Adam Walsh. Yeah.
Look at that guy. Oh, my God.
That's the man that birthed the leather jacket on John Walsh.
Oh. Yeah. He looks like a members-only jacket
for America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, he right. He created America. That guy created America.
Yeah, he did. He's seeking a credit. I guess they're going to give him a little something.
He's handsome. Producer. Best friends. It's crazy. Should I call the Fox 2 or his cell?
His cell, but I just texted him and he didn't write back. So I don't
know. Okay, why don't we kill a few minutes and wait for him to text back? Meanwhile, John Norman Collins, who killed, well, it seems like 7 or 8 women.
About 8. Mm-hmm.
And terrified Eastern Michigan and University of Michigan.
I was talking to my mom about this because she was down in Toledo. She would have been 22 and 69.
Hi, could have been her.
It could have been her. But she said, oh, we were even freaked out down there.
She more or less said it could have been her.
Yeah. Well, she said she was scared. She'd say it could have been her.
Yeah, there were
let the record show.
No, it was
because of Toledo's near Eastern.
Like that could have been me.
It was a Mom. Very people were frightened because it was college girls. You just don't expect college girls. And I watched the Kelly and Company spent I think over an hour on this topic, and Marilyn Turner interviewed John Norman Collins in 1987. I thought it was a terrible interview, by the way. Although she was really pretty.
Was she taken in by his good looks? Because they treated him
he's
like
he's not
Bundy.
That hot.
Trudy.
He looks stupid. I think
he's
weird.
Grilling Trudy about it yesterday. She would have gotten on the motorcycle.
Well, I was trying to encourage it, but don't you think he's weird looking?
Well, you mean then or now?
Then.
You like what you see, huh?
I don't know. He's keeping his bod pretty tight.
No, excuse me. Then
I don't know.
He looks like a typical.
A frat boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. I agree. But not like a hot frat boy.
Yeah, that motorcycle, though, you know?
That's true. A triumph. A triumph.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting? On the Kelly and Company Hour, I'm like, hey, The victim's blood was in his uncle's basement. He painted the basement floor. Duh. And people, and he's talking about with Marilyn. He's going, you know, they said it was a motorcycle with a square mirror like a Honda 350. My tramp is a round mirror. And it's like, yeah, what about the blood in the basement that you painted over, asshole?
How'd they figure that out?
In the pube.
His uncle came home. Thanks for the podcast again.
Sorry.
The uncle came home. And from vacation, he'd been watching the house. Uncle was in Wisconsin. Got back, and he's like, "That's the basement. He painted the basement. Somebody painted the basement floor."
But he didn't paint the whole basement floor, right? Because he didn't move. Was it the washer and dryer?
Yeah, it was the washer.
And I think there was blood underneath one of them.
Yeah.
So he did a not only was he
a half-assed job.
Not only was he a terrible serial killer because he really wasn't that good at killing people, but he was really bad at painting basement floors too.
Yeah, it was so very dumb. Lazy. So, you know, the weird thing was on this Kelly and Company show, they've got this audience and they've got, you know, not the prosecutor, but they had, you know, a guy from Ann Arbor police, the investigator. And
Doug, the sheriff, Doug Harvey. The
sheriff was on there, too. And they're talking about this and Jackie Callen was on there.
Really?
Jackie Callen from the Kronk Gym.
Yeah.
Who trained, you know, Tony and was, you know, manager,
James
I guess.
Tony,
and a number of other guys.
James Tony.
And Jackie worked for the Oakland Press. I didn't realize she worked for the Oakland Press like through the 70s. And she talked to John Norman Collins multiple times.
It could have been her.
And by the way, she looked really good, too.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Oh, yeah.
And they had this woman who was from the church that talked to him a lot. And she's like, "Oh, no, I know he didn't do it. I know he didn't do it."
Come on.
And he's giving all his stupid excuses to Marilyn in the interview. And so
John, I didn't do it.
John starts talking to people. "So what do you think?" "Oh, I don't think he did it." "What do you think?" "I don't think he did it." "What do you think?" "Oh, I think he did it."
"I didn't do this stuff."
Really?
Like, I know. Is
that charismatic, Drew?
I didn't think he was charismatic at all.
I'm joking.
He seemed so nonplussed about it.
I think the best...
He also said one thing that I thought was really interesting. He was talking about how the method of murder was different in these other murders than these murders. He's like, "Somebody's not going to strangle a girl and then knife a girl and then shoot a girl." And he was like, "Oh, well, you really know what you're talking about, I guess."
Yeah. But it's crazy how they all ended with something inserted inside them.
Yeah, a tree
every
branch.
Every single one had something inserted.
It is just,
and they all had their nipples cut off. So that's crazy.
Oh man,
yeah.
The sheriff though also said anytime he's challenged about it, he goes, the murder stopped after we arrested him. So I don't know what you want me to say. Which is like, yeah, that's a pretty good.
Either that or the real crook decided, well, this guy is in jail. I better stop now. Well, you know, while I'm at it again.
He tried to say the murders didn't stop. By the way, he's like, there was this murder and that murder. He's like, yeah, but we're talking about murders of co-eds at ECU and Michigan. Dumbass.
What is he talking about?
You know.
He's not been a very good prisoner either. He's tried to escape two times. Busted for smuggling stuff in and out.
What's he smuggle?
Drugs, contraband.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of drugs, do you know?
I didn't say.
Hello?
Is this ML?
It is indeed.
ML, how you doing, man?
I can see clearly now. The lights are on.
Nice.
Congratulations.
How was the show with Rob today?
It was killer.
Sweet.
Serial killer.
We were just talking about...
And we started on time, for the record, and...
Well, really? Did you guys?
ML was here, the first one here, so I give you credit for that.
Because Rob came in, it was like 104, and...
I just opened a can. Anyways, the lights are out of my house, and it sucks. Thanks for calling. Make sure you listen to No Filter Sports, Charlie LaDuff, No Bullshit News Hour, and if you want to listen to Drew and Mark and Mike, that's good, whatever, man.
And the Soul of Detroit, of course.
Hey, so, that's what I was saying.
How long was your power out?
This time?
Yeah.
Let's see. Midday Saturday until mid-afternoon Monday, which I think initially they told us they thought it'd be back on 11:30 Saturday. Then it was 11:30 Sunday. Then it was going to be 11:30 Monday. And DTE... being a very powerful and highly technologically advanced company, has an app where you can report a power outage. So I tried to do that, and the app said, "Error, we cannot report this. That's like,
oh,
wow. Yeah. Hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's been a rough house at Elric Manor. My solar power.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got solar
down
power.
A couple days earlier.
What? What do you mean your solar power? How does your solar power go out? Did the sun stop working?
Well,
did a big sun grow over your house?
Has anybody who listens to
when the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up.
Yeah. There was an earlier Solar Detroit James Bond show will attest that sometimes secret agents come and debilitate Dr. No's super power harnessing sun earth destruction system, and I'm no more invulnerable. And if that made sense, I apologize. I'm tired.
No energy.
I'm fed up.
I'm just confused though. It seems like if the sun is out, you know, a reasonable amount, that your solar power, your house is powered by solar power. I didn't even realize that DTE could go off and it would ruin the sun.
Yep.
The sun has been out like nobody's business. We should be generating something like 30 kilowatts a day, which is more than enough to power our house on the average day. But our inverter went down. They're in the process of...
Always something.
Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
They need to replace the inverter. So while I'm waiting for them to replace the inverter, DTE goes down. So then the power company's out. So I'm just sitting here thinking, and just fuming.
All I heard was...
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Okay, I'm going to ask some really dumb questions.
I could use that little fridge to put beers and candy bars and whatever else you want to keep cold in there.
I'm confused. I thought that like... This is going to sound so dumb. I thought that when you got solar power, that like you could eliminate the electric company.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought I was going to have a laser I could focus on my enemies and at least take control of major swaths of the east side. But it turns out that because you're tied into the grid, that when Edison cuts off power to the grid... See, I remember when it was called Edison. I also remember when they used to give you free light bulbs and dry ice when their piece of shit system went down. So I go back a ways, all right? So, So when DTE cuts off power to the grid, you're also cut off because while I'm generating power, they don't want it to be fed into the lines, which would zap the men and women trying to restore power. So for the safety of the line workers, I come offline when Edison comes offline, and because I don't have a battery to store it, I'm out too. So even though I have solar, I still need a frigging generator.
Is the battery expensive?
They're like $6,000 to $8,000, so it doesn't make sense.
Wow!
But I'm hoping that old Muskie out there in California, once he gets the Gigafactory going, will make these things like $1,000 each, and then it's plug and play. Then I plug in because when the solar power is working, it is awesome, man.
I mean,
the power company owed me money until things went down.
Explain that part, too, about what DTE did with your rebates and whatnot.
Yeah, so there's this thing called net metering where when you produce power, it feeds to Edison. Edison has to buy it from you, but they won't give you cash. They just give you a credit. So you never want to produce more power than you think you'll need because you just have this big credit that has no monetary value. But so you build up this credit with Edison, and then when you generate power during the day, more than you need, then at night you buy it back from Edison, and you buy down your credit. So the goal is to basically be neutral at the end. Now, of course, Edison, which says it's trying to shift from coal to sun and wind and all these other things, recently convinced the Michigan Public Service Commission to reduce the amount they pay for the energy that you produce. So once again, the power company is trying to get over on the good people who are trying to save the planet.
Yep.
Okay, they've also trying to raise the rates again and so on and so on. So,
I know, that's the thing. You have no negotiating power as to how much they pay for the power you're producing.
Okay, I have to ask a very...
Yes, that's right. I've been withholding sunlight from them for multiple days, and they have not yet bowed to my will.
I have to ask a question, and I hope this isn't too complicated an answer because I'm just...
Yes, I'm still in the hungry.
Are... Have you saved money? Are you still in the red? When will you be in the black if you are in the red?
Right now, I'm training my laser on your house because these are difficult questions that are raising my ire.
Sounds like he's behind.
No, actually, I am. Let's put it this way: I've got more credit with Edison than I can use.
That's not the question. The question is,
the system's been down.
I'll ask it differently. What did it cost you to get all the solar stuff
that you can't use when there's no electric?
Maz was able to get it for free.
Thanks.
He used his press pass.
That's it.
I always heard it was a 20-year before you break even.
Brandon, you can answer the question better than ML. Good. Because no, you're not answering me.
Now I'm just feeling hurt. So the amortization on it is like 20 years, but because I financed it myself and because it's generating more power than we originally estimated, it should be paid off in 10 to 12 years. The other thing is,
wow, it sounds like a lot of money.
That's assuming that Edison, doesn't keep raising the rates, but they keep raising the rates. So it's actually a better deal to get off the grid or to become less dependent on the grid now because they keep jacking up the rates. But there's also a federal tax credit that helps you, recoup some of that money. So
we can't deal with real numbers here?
It gets a little more complicated because at the same time I had the panels installed and the inverter, I switched over my electrical service to put a 220 line into the house. Real men know what that means. They'll have to explain it to me.
Do you live in Europe or something?
Me too.
Well, I told you I didn't shower for 3 days. What more do you need to know? That's very European. I just didn't cover myself with cologne.
But
we had some other work done on the house as part of the project, so it's hard to go dollar to dollar. But I would recommend the company itemize, we use, Drew. And they could do that for you.
You don't sound like someone who's saving a lot of money. That's the only thing I can surmise from what you just said.
He's saving the planet.
Well, that counts for something, I guess.
In theory, and very soon in practice, I will be saving money. My power bills are practically zero. I just need the shit I bought to work, and I need Edison to work.
Great investment.
And
a lot of death and blood and money.
And I just think this is a good time for everyone to put their arms around me and give me a big metaphorical hug for trying to save the frigging planet.
You're a good man.
Spend microwave your money coffee. Well.
On balance, are you happy with the solar company?
I'm very happy with it. This is one of these companies where everybody has a beard, even the women, and they really care about what they're doing. So I don't even know if they're profitable. They just love solar power. So
do you have to grow a beard if you don't have one to work there?
Let's just put it this way. They have not asked me to apply, but I think it helps.
Okay. That was a brilliant observation.
They actually help you.
He had each little hair transplanted into his face with a laser, lasered in.
Wow. Very cool. Okay.
He's so bummed.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear about all this. And so you were without power for about 48 hours.
No. Maybe. I'm not good at the math. I'm like Walchek, who admits to his math challenges in the podcast. But it's been very frustrating. Let's just put it that way.
Have you been without power many times before that this year?
I think we had some outages in the winter, but I'll just tell you this. It happens so often. It's not like one of these things where you're like, well, back in the ice storm of 78 there, we had to kill a bear and eat it. No, it's just like the shit's out again.
I know. Believe me, my heart goes out to you because we've had outages when it's breezy and 70. I'm like, because Brandon one time, I remember one saying, well, it's pretty windy. I'm like, no, it's just breezy. The leaves are moving a little bit, but it's not like it was 70-mile-an-hour winds.
And ironically, you didn't lose any power this past week.
No, I didn't. But 600,000 people did.
I know.
And a lot of people are bitching. I don't understand. Why don't we all just walk in front of DTE and protest together? This seems like something we should all be mad about.
Yeah.
I think that's a better plan than picking on the poor bastards who are out of power and who stole
saving the planet
and who can't grow a beard.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. But we have your number.
The other 999 people and ask them how everything's going.
Oh, boy. Okay, we'll call someone else next time. And we'll have them plug this old
Detroit show.
The kinder,
gentler podcast.
You piece of garbage. What
it's
is
the coarsening of America. I blame Trump.
What is your next story on Fox 2, by the way? Anytime.
I'm just trying to get through the day, man. No, I'm working on an investigation involving whether some people were put at risk by some poor decisions by government officials, and it's too early for me to say for sure that that's happened, but it's requiring a great deal of research, and by the time we're done, we will either determine that everything's cool or that there's a real problem. And if there's a real problem, we will tell the world.
I'm betting on there's a problem.
Me too.
It sounds like Elric needs a mental health day.
I agree. Yeah, you do. And you should be paid like these children in Oregon who are taking mental health days.
I'd settle for a hug and maybe a shoulder rub by Matt.
You got
or
it,
maybe,
brother.
You know what? Maybe a nice relaxing dip in Maz's pool.
You're welcome, ML. You're welcome. I mean that. You all got right, a season
with some
pass.
Cocktails and we'll have Adult Swim over there.
I got your back, man.
You guys line it up on your own, ML.
Line up Boeing them.
Good luck with the story, the power, and with the podcast, which will be out Thursday.
Yes, sir. And Maz, call me on my cell phone because I don't know if anything else is going to work in my house.
You got it, ML.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate it, brother.
We'll see you. Hang in there.
Stay strong. Believe in the sun.
Follow the sun.
Tomorrow may rain.
When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up.
This guy is a quote machine, man.
Oh, boy. That reminded me.
And you felt electricity in the air.
When he said he would settle for massage, that reminded me of a little story here in Warren. But first, let me mention Luke Nowacki, because Luke is... He would love to help you if you want to put something aside to maybe put solar power in your house or send your kids to college or plan for your financial future, because retirement's fast approaching for many of us, but deciding exactly when to retire can be a daunting task. My mom, by the way, it appears that she ended up with $25,000, so she almost lived to the perfect amount of time for the amount of money that she had.
About that.
Isn't that amazing?
That is awesome.
Yeah, the last few years really wiped out a lot of medical, a lot of care.
Man.
I know. It would really piss her off, let me tell you.
She's probably very happy that she almost ran out of money.
Yeah, she would. Yeah. I think she would, in a small way, she'd appreciate that. So, where was I? Yes, Luke, financial future, all that stuff. Yeah, you might as prepare as you need to be when planning for future financial obligations, whether it's life insurance, college savings, tax-deferred investments.
What?
Luke Nowacki can help answer all of your questions and help you plan your future finances. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748. Set up a plan to avoid your retirement future collapsing like... let's see. What's recently collapsed? Like ML's solar power plan.
Yes.
Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and or marketing names. Products, services, referenced here are independent of Reliance Associates Incorporated.
Early results of the out of context Twitter poll. Do you think kids should have 15 mental health days per year that count as excused absences?
It's going to get killed.
Just over 200 votes, 90% say no.
Of course.
So. 10% say yes. Boy, there are always people 10%. Who will go for that underdog.
Yeah, somebody said I voted yes to having excused absences without needing to provide justification. Just call them personal days. So that's what somebody else is saying.
By the way, I know I'm always late to the show here, but who's that dude? I hear Norm MacDonald on the show say that. I finally watched the movie that
who's
came
that
from
dude?
On Sunday. Dirty Jobs.
Yes.
With Artie Lang and him. I laughed I was so stupid, but I laughed my ass off.
The Farley
Dirty
part.
Work.
Yeah, and Chris
Dirty
Farley.
Work.
There was a
Dirty Work.
You shut your cake hole, Yoko!
There was so many people in there.
Someone watched the...
Your new nose looks great.
That scene.
The MacGyver movie.
MacGruber?
MacGruber yeah. movie. Oh, and they said, now I know where half your drops come out. And it is so,
why so is it, funny.
Why is it so funny to hear a drop when it's in the movie, in the context? It's like, I watched Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, and all like, those are the best.
I was like, why am I watching this dumb movie? And then all of a sudden I heard one of the drops. And I'm like, oh my God! And
who
I was
your
just,
daddy?
All movie long.
And what waiting. Does he do?
I was just so excited for the next drop.
Stop whining.
So, yeah, I was going to talk about...
Troy?
There's a social services employee in the city of Warren.
Oh, that one, yeah. I thought you were talking about the people that busted for the massage in Troy.
Well, there's that, too. But this was
Robert
somebody
Kraft there?
Who is setting up, you know, a social worker who is setting people up who are having terrible problems. And it turns out he's trading services for sexual favors.
Unemployment office.
About the last 20 years. Yeah, these are people, of course, who are in a terrible circumstance. And he told one woman that he had a relaxation treatment.
Yeah.
And he starts rubbing, massaging her shoulders, and then he's massaging her arms. And next thing you know, he's putting his hand in her pants.
Okay.
And then there was another woman who said that
he digitally penetrated her.
He was he did that
all
to
included?
A few women. Yeah.
That was all included.
That was all included in his relaxation treatment.
Did it work? Were they relaxed, or did they kind of tighten up and maybe never want to see that guy again?
They weren't too happy.
Who's that dude?
It's crazy.
One of them said Stephen King.
It was done to cover the copay, and in that case, he was massaging her, and then he ends up sucking her breasts.
Okay,
it sounds like that's more for him.
Yeah, I'm not sure what she got out of that. Although one of the girls, females, ended up being his girlfriend for like 5 years.
Well, she liked, she enjoyed it.
She covered the copay with sex, and apparently she was cool with it. And then when they broke up, she turned him in.
Oh,
wow!
I know. I thought that was.
Is there a breakup song about that?
Interesting.
Turning someone.
I believe
in.
She would turn on him.
I
like don't that.
Know. I know. I thought that was a little rude.
Couldn't they have come up to...
If you didn't like it, you should have said it at the beginning.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's obviously a disgusting creep. I think there were some more specifics that were even worth reading, but...
Yeah, WXYZ has a good article on it.
Do they? Okay.
Where they run through all 11 violations, including sexual misconduct, negligence, incompetence, lack of good moral character.
Hmm.
Conflict of interest, dual relationship with client. Yeah. And, look at this picture. Doesn't he look like Stephen King, or am I wrong?
Oh, he does, Brandon. Wow, that's a great separated birth. Yeah. Oh, my God, does he look like Stephen King.
Ugh.
You imagine that guy's... Well,
his thick fingers.
I was about to say something ridiculous. Can you imagine this guy sucking your boobs?
No, I could not.
No, that's so weird. Did he take his glasses off? Do you think his glasses were on when he was doing that?
I think he was relaxed, too. He probably took them off.
That's funny. He went to the glasses bar or something, and he's going to look up at you, and those glasses are going to be all foggy. Because there's going to be so much moisture and heat where he's doing it. He looks clumsy.
Let me take my glasses off.
That guy doesn't know how to handle a tit.
God, that is weird.
You think that guy knows how to handle a boob?
I don't think he knows how to digitally penetrate, either.
Oh, no, that was clumsy. Oh, I don't think he knows how to relax anybody with that look. Put them away forever. They'll never be fixed.
Also on the local front, Aretha Franklin's estate is becoming a problem because she has a niece, Sabrina Owens, who mm-hmm. is co-executor, mm-hmm. and her sons are going, "Hey, what the hell? What the hell is this?"
Well, the other son filed just last week that he should be the co-executor.
Yeah, 2014, the written document was found in the couch or in the wherever it was, shows that Franklin chose son Keycalf. What's it, K-E-C-A-L-F?
That's a cool name, though.
I don't know anyone named Keycalf.
I know, that's why it's
Keycalf
cool.
Franklin's the rep. The names of White and Owens, those are the two of the sons, were crossed out, although they were in the 2010 handwritten will. White says he doesn't think Aretha Franklin crossed out the names. He thinks this chick did, maybe.
Was it the same pen?
Good question.
Was it a crayon?
Respect. R-E-S-P-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
So they're having a representative handle it. And someone who lives in that neighborhood of that house that was...
the tour yesterday?
Yeah, the tour with in the house was... What they call it?
Stage.
Stage, yeah. They staged the house. Said that had that house not been staged, there is no way they could even put it on the market. Because
really?
There was so much crap... In the yard, in the house, and we knew that.
It'd be a better story or advertisement for the guy that staged it if there was a before and after.
Yeah, I thought they should have just taken you. I mean, they really tried to act like, look at the home that Aretha enjoyed for all these years when it was like,
that story was such bullshit. Just so we could see Evrod play the piano.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Why did he do that?
And did we ever see the Bobcat in any of the news pieces?
No.
Bobcat.
Or how about the half-filled pool shaped like a piano?
And there was stuff in the pool.
I know.
Who was taking care of that pool?
Who was caring for that pool?
I don't know.
Garbage don't come till Monday. Throw it in the pool.
You care about the pool, you take care of the pool. You want furniture out of the pool, you get the furniture out of the pool. You want the Bobcat out of here, you take the Bobcat.
It's your pool.
You return the Bobcat.
Fired. Remember she fired people left and right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Maz and I were watching that judge get dragged out of the courtroom.
Oh, God.
The judge was charged. Something she did while she was judge for her brother or some document she got rid of or something strange. And so she's found guilty. So they say, I'm in her. She's like, she just went limp like a 5-year-old.
Oh, that's a good
move.
And
they dragged her limp body out of the courtroom. And she's all dressed up. She's got this cool hat on.
The old dead leg routine.
Yeah, that's a good play by her.
Yeah, she went back to her roots.
Absolutely.
And then also locally, oh, my God, have you guys seen the video? Okay, there was a car accident in Detroit on Saturday night. And
and
the passenger in one of the cars killed the driver of the other car. Like, you know, hey, what the hell's going on? Bam! They have a video of him punching this guy, sucker punching him really hard. And this guy just goes down.
Yeah, the victim's from Berkeley.
Berkeley.
And he died.
Yeah,
this Tyler Wingate, who looks like the friendliest kid.
What a shame.
You know, he's, I think, 22 years old. I guess he played basketball. It sounded like a 24. Okay. They had some pictures of him, and he just looked like this all-American-looking guy, and he gets in an accident at 2 o'clock in the morning. And the guy that killed him was a passenger. He wasn't even driving. Not that it would be okay for the driver to kill him, but I don't know. Just what a shit story. And this guy's out there. He's wanted. And they say
they got him today.
No, oh, did they get him today?
I thought they did.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're still searching for him. I can look.
You know who he is?
Yeah, Lawrence Davis.
Yeah, Lawrence James Davis. He gets three names because he's wanted for murder.
Of course, you always need the three names.
Hey, what's the driver's?
So did they get him for sure?
Maybe I was wrong.
I'm just seeing that they have identified him.
Maz, if you made an incorrect correction, I'm not happy.
I easily could have done that. You know that.
I'm just wondering, is it the driver that identified this guy? He's like, I don't know. He's my passenger. I don't know why he punched the guy and killed him. Because he was identified fairly quick.
Yeah, he was.
And it looked like Tyler was walking up to them maybe to talk about the accident. He just walked up to him, and he was very, you could tell he wasn't expecting this. And then,
there was
a cheap shot that probably knocked him out because he went right down. And then that's when the news stops the video.
Yeah, they said, we don't want to see the rest. And I agree. I don't know what the fuck they did, but unbelievable.
The video continues in which they continue to, kick him and punch him while he's down. And he succumbed to those injuries and passed away. Sucks.
Really sucks.
By the way, that reminds me of this ASAP Rocky story, where it doesn't matter how many times you watch the story, and it's been all over the place. I feel like I'm a jerk or something, because honestly, it is being inferred that, Sweden is the most racist, horrible place, and they're trying to make sure that none of these black rappers ever come back by making an example out of ASAP Rocky, who I'd never heard of, by the way. And the first A in ASAP is a dollar sign, just in case anybody wants to know.
It's his real name.
And, you know, Trump is going to bat for him. And I read the thing the other day about his past. I mean, this guy has been in trouble for some really stupid.
You mean he's not an upstanding citizen?
No, not really. He's a pretty aggressive person who assaults other people. And no one will point out in this story. All they want to say is that, you know, he still hasn't been charged. I agree. He's been in there. I don't know why they haven't charged him. And they have no bail.
They don't have to.
So. I just want every commentator seems to say, boy, you know, they got this G-Eazy who says, yeah, I punched somebody and I had narcotics and I was there for 2 days. You know, this is clearly because of my white privilege. And everyone just wants to say that Sweden, and I'm beginning to think Sweden is racist because I've heard it so many times. Mm-hmm. And I want someone to say,
name a black Swedish person, Drew.
Exactly.
I don't know any off the top of my head. But anyway, they were saying that, you know, this is, oh, and A$AP Rocky's mother was on there saying, you know, if it quacks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, it's a duck. You know, so
walk
in other words,
like a duck.
Sweden, walk. Yeah, she didn't use the right tense. So Sweden is therefore racist, and these people are afraid to go there. And I'm thinking, you know, if Sweden is so horrible, well, let's just set that aside. Can someone just maybe point out that, you know, maybe those three guys should not have just beat the shit out of that guy and kicked him, and one of them had a broken glass and was apparently cut him with a broken broken glass or broken bottle. Could someone just say, you know, maybe it's because that when this guy was in a dispute with his bodyguard and the bodyguard, okay, first they were reporting that the bodyguard, he threw his headset at him and it cut the bodyguard so they wouldn't give him the headset back. Then it was pointed out that, no, the bodyguard picked him up first, and he hit him with the headset. Well, anyway, it's a very confusing story, but they blame this guy for not leaving this A$AP Rocky alone. But wouldn't you think that, you know, if maybe he didn't, he and his two buddies go over and beat the shit out of him, and they're kicking him. He's on the ground. They're right. Kicking him, punching him. Is it possible? Is it just remotely possible that that was not, that that was an overreaction?
That was the wrong move?
Well, and that maybe because they beat the living shit out of this guy, maybe that is why he's being held. I do agree he's been held too long. They should have charged him by now. And I don't. And also, if you don't know that, I just think generally beating the fuck out of someone in a foreign country is a bad idea.
Yeah. I think it's a bad idea, period. I mean, you're a grown man.
I agree.
For Christ's sake.
And he's been punished for assaults before. You know, I don't remember the last one. I think
so. The
was
good
a
thing
funeral.
For Sweden is there'll probably be no more rappers going to Sweden.
Well, Snoop,
it's not
Snoop Dogg. And another guy are saying that they will not go back there, that Snoop says he's racially profiled. The other guy said that he was treated in a racist manner by the Swedish law enforcement or whatever. So, I don't know. Apparently, Sweden is nothing that we've been led to believe it is for the last few decades. Because I've always heard that Sweden, and they have a great human rights record.
They do. And
but apparently when a rapper goes over there and beats
this.
The living fuck out of someone who may have started it, then everything... Oh, that's out the window.
We were talking the other day about how 27% of the population of Stockholm is immigrants from other places, from Africa, from Asia.
Maybe ABBA will make a comeback now. What do you think? There you go.
Who?
Right on it. ABBA.
ABBA?
Yeah.
I don't think ABBA would be in jail for 2 weeks. I will say that.
By the way, I found out.
I don't understand
ABBA's...
why is it taking so long to charge them anyway? Maybe this is normal in Sweden, but that's what happens when you go to a foreign country. I just think you should try to avoid this sort of thing. But no one will say that.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm a jerk for saying it. I feel like I should apologize.
No, I think you're okay.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, ABBA's named after their first names, the first initial of each of their names. That's how they go.
Oh, Annika, yeah. Bjorn,
Agatha.
Is it Agatha?
Yeah.
All I know
Agatha.
About ABBA is every time ABBA comes up, I can think of nothing else but the fact that, is it Annika? Maybe it's Annika. I think it is Annika. Who married her stalker.
Oh.
She was being stalked by this guy.
So all the stalkers out there, you still have a chance.
Yeah, you got a chance.
Hope.
Yeah. Are you saying there's a chance? Apparently there is. He moved like a block from her after, and she knew he was stalking her. And then they started a relationship, and she fell in love with him.
Well, why doesn't he
they broke up? And guess what?
Chance. Why doesn't he give a symposium about how to pick up the person
is
you're
he
stalking?
In jail now?
I don't think so. Let me see if I can find that. It was on this thing on Reels.
About that,
and I'm like, I can't believe I'm watching this thing on ABBA on Reels, but I was.
Was she the blonde or the brunette?
She was blonde.
They were all blonde.
I think.
No, there was a blonde and a brunette.
They're big on Mamma Mia.
She was the blonde. Okay.
What are the other names? You got Agatha, Annika. What is it, Bjorn?
I can't believe you know them all.
It's Agnetha.
Agnetha.
Annie, Fried, Benny, and Bjorn.
I thought one of them was Fernando.
Fernando.
Let's see. Started a relationship with a Dutch forklift driver, Gert van der Graaf, who had been stalking her and was said to be obsessed with her since childhood. After she stopped the relationship 2 years later, he stalked her at her mansion. Well, that's the problem. Once you're no longer in love with your stalker, they're going to stalk you.
Gert.
Leading to a court-issued van der Graaf.
You can't just go back to being a Dutch forklift driver.
No.
Guy.
Got a restraining order, deported him to the Netherlands in 2000. When he returned near to her home in 2003, he was arrested and then banned from entering Sweden. So, see, Sweden can be tough on
there
other people.
Go.
This guy was
is weird. I wouldn't white. Imagine that Gert, this dude here that we're looking at, that she would go for this dude.
Gert. She was, you know what's weird?
She liked the one.
This guy was so madly in love with her that she, I think she even acknowledged in there that the attention was really exactly. flattering. I really, kind of cool. I mean, he just couldn't live without me.
That's great.
But then she didn't like him so much, and then it wasn't so much fun. Then she didn't like the attention so much.
She was the Yoko.
But if you, if
she
you
was
stalk,
the Yoko Ono of ABBA.
Kind of. Yeah. If you stalk someone once and they fell for you, of course you're going to stalk them again, because you'll stalk them forever without them giving you one iota of hope. So if they do like end up with you for a while, you're going to keep stalking them.
Gert.
Who's that dude?
I mean, am I crazy?
Gert!
If stalking works, it seems like, because stalking never works. And you're the guy, okay, oh my God, stalking's never worked and it worked for me. I am the best stalker of all time!
You should be teaching other people.
I'm not giving up!
You should teach other people how to stalk.
Something there.
I'm looking for the song and I can't
find
it.
Taylor Swift should look him up.
Do you remember the Wally Pleasant song?
Wally Pleasant.
There you go. Oh, I had the title wrong. That's
she's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
The song was written about her marriage.
Yeah.
What was this written about?
Was it?
Yeah, it was written
Get
about
the
her
fuck
marriage.
Out of here.
I want to have a stalker someday. Someone to follow me all around and never go away.
Stop triggering.
This is what she was thinking
and
about.
Even though I know I wouldn't have any privacy. We could sit around all day and talk about me.
Hey, get out of here!
Like Joey Badafuco had Amy Fisher, and Yoda had Luke Skywalker. I want to have a stalker. I want to have a stalker. Maybe she's delusional or obsessed, or has a psychological disease. But everyone's entitled to idiosyncrasies. Or maybe she's peeking in my window, or in my backyard behind a tree. And if I saw her, I'd say, hey, come on in and let's watch TV.
What? You don't like the song?
Apollo,
oh, man. Love that
Stalker
song.
Stalker song got the hook.
Drew,
did you guys know Drew got a citation today?
Citation? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, miss. Man, I got someone came to my door. This has happened to me before. Animal control. It happened to me in West Bloomfield.
Yeah.
And it was like, do you have dogs? And of course, dogs are barking like crazy. It's gonna like,
no.
No, of course
no,
not.
Those must be someone else's dogs.
You know, my dogs are so bad at getting me busted.
Dog watch.
I've actually said that to people about Layla and Mags. No, these are someone else's dogs.
Dog sitting.
So I'm busted for not having a license for my dog. A license?
What?
I don't have a license for being me. I have a driver's license, but I don't have a license. So I had to pay West Bloomfield like $50. And then today, the doors, you know, bang, bang, bang. Ruff, 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 ruff. Dogs are barking like crazy, almost like the TMZ theme. Like the dogs hate the TMZ thing. They bark when they hear the TMZ theme. They hate it so much.
Totally do. Dun.
They're waking up.
Max is awake now.
Well, they're behaved down here.
Dun, 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 dun. God,
what's up, dogs?
There it is. There it is.
Boy.
When it's upstairs,
music goes crazy.
They go insane.
Thank you, sir, but we don't want any of these dogs. Good luck getting rid of them.
So, anyway, animal control's the dorm, and Maz is like, oh, let me handle this.
You got lucky, man. I only got you a courtesy citation.
What do I? Oh,
yo, $10.50 a dog.
Oh, and she wrote. Wait, Samantha and Lydia? Is that what she thinks my dogs are named?
No, those are her and her friend's name. That's her and her friend.
Huh?
I asked her what her name was. Her name is Samantha. And her friend across the street was Lydia.
Oh, Lydia was across the street?
Yeah, Lydia was across the street. They're big podcast fans.
So are they really?
Yeah, they didn't know this podcast, but they're
cute?
Big podcast fans in general.
That doesn't help much.
No, I just want. But I alerted them to this podcast.
So to have a dog in this town, if you were to own one, you need to pay
You have to have a license.
$10.50 a year?
A license for your dog? What, yeah. Who threw that in the mix?
Well, remember when...
Well, we've got to get all these dogs licensed. Oh, my God. We don't know who has a dog and who doesn't.
That's funny. I remember Duggan telling us that story. His wife took to get their dog a new license in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the story?
No, wasn't that a beach license or something?
No, it was the license their dog.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, the 2012 license and she wanted the 2013. And they go... we don't have the actual license for 2013, but here's your new one. Just show that to people.
And it was written in pencil, wasn't it?
It was the same exact license because Detroit was that far behind.
Are you telling me, by the way, that there are people who actually go, oh, my God, my dog license is almost expired. I've got to get a new one.
If you're going to run for mayor, yeah.
I would think the mayor could go, I didn't know there's a fucking dog license. I'll pay it, but I had no idea. I would think they never get paid until people go door to door and go, there's a dog barking in this house.
What a money grab.
I know. Did you have a dog license for Bill?
No, and I never knew that I needed to have one.
Why do you need to have one?
I understand if you live in an apartment building. Yeah. I understand that sometimes when you have close neighbors that certain places won't allow pets or you have to pay extra for them.
That's someone who's breaking their lease.
But if you own your own home, I didn't think that you had to pay money to bring in an animal that will love you unconditionally.
What costs are my dogs creating for Oakland County?
Well, Layla gets out every once in a while.
Well, it's $21, Drew. It's $21. You could do it online.
A year, though?
For what?
He's going to forget. What am I getting?
Now, listen, if you forget, failure to comply will result in a citation being issued that will require your appearance in court. Do not screw over Samantha and Lydia, Drew.
How many people do they really call to court for this? Because you got to know that 50% of dog owners aren't going to pay this.
How many people are getting these people at your door? This is my second, coming to my house.
Well, I'm surprised by that.
I mean, when you don't pay for a ticket, do they go, hey, you got a speeding ticket, asshole. You didn't pay this. What's going on? They don't come to your house for anything. This is a money grab.
They should wait till you're out, at least walking them.
No, isn't there a warrant when
you're
going to
get
happens?
A warrant, Drew?
Yeah, you're going to get a warrant.
Well, wait, everybody who doesn't pay a traffic ticket has a warrant brought to their house?
I don't know about that, but if you
if they run
pulled
your
over again.
Pulled over, yeah. But no, I'm just saying, they came to my door.
That's weird.
I mean, I'm not really that upset about it. It's not like, oh my God, my privacy! But it just...
It does sound like a money grab by this.
Well, yeah.
I understand why you would want the dogs licensed in the city.
They had the nice shirts on, the polo shirts.
I don't even
Oakland
understand.
County,
why do my dogs need a license?
Well,
because... Some other dogs, none of them need a license. What if they get out and bite somebody or don't have their rabies?
Mags and Layla.
Wait, so if my dogs, let's just say Mags and Layla get out and they bite another dog, what does the license do to help?
Bite a person?
How does the license
help?
I don't know.
They're my dogs. We know they're my dogs. They've got tags on them.
You know what? Maybe if the dog is lost, that has a little thing on its collar.
The license will get them. They'll find them with the license.
The license will find them.
I see.
Yes. What do you have? What do you think about it, Mags?
We now come back for you.
You seem fine with it.
There he is.
Mags. There he goes. He hates that song.
Do your dogs get vaccinated? And the vet doesn't say, are they licensed or anything?
No, the vet's never said that.
Are you an anti-vaxxer for your
dogs? No, I'm not.
On religious grounds?
I forgot for a couple years, but other than that, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
No wonder rabies is all over the place down here.
Do we have a boner line, Brandon?
We don't. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to.
Is there Today in Soft Rock?
There is. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to do Today in Soft Rock.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, great.
Matt works hard on it.
Anybody seen Last Chance You, by the way, on Netflix?
Not the new one, no.
I mean, you've seen it before, though?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you like it?
It's okay. It's fine.
Was surprised how I don't know why I kept watching. I just kept watching it.
Did you get involved in those players' lives? Yeah. No, I get that.
I watched First Man last night. I want to talk about First Man.
What's First Man?
I know I'm a year behind.
That horrible movie where they wouldn't show the planting of the American flag on the moon.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that movie. Yeah. It's funny. Maz is the
it
second
show
time.
Pops up
this
all
how
the
bad
time.
My memory is the last couple weeks. We talked about this before the show. And I went, what's that First Man? And then Maz explains. I go, I saw that movie.
You saw it at a hotel.
And I just did it again.
Didn't you see it at a hotel?
Yes, I saw it in a hotel room.
So you really didn't pay attention to it in the hotel room. How much can you watch, really?
It was okay. I mean, they did a decent job.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was a little long.
It was a little long, but I thought it was pretty good. Anyway, let's get into Soft Rock this week.
Well, Matt
kids. All the writing and time just reads it. What happened this week? Have you and other genres of music? Have you pre-read the this week in soft rock?
No, I don't pre-read it.
Really?
No.
Some people are saying that maybe now, since you weren't wrapped up in your job, you had more time.
Well,
to
I had
prepare.
A lot of time at the job. I could have read. I could have. Read War and Peace there.
You like having it fresh.
I like going in fresh.
Okay,
absolutely. So for this week, July 24th, we go to 1967. Of course, we start with our favorite, the Beatles. They meet the Maharishi Yogi.
The Maharishi.
Yeah, Maharishi, him too, who lectured, of course, on transcendental meditation, which involved the repetition of a word or a sound like. To produce a state of, or Brandon farting, yes. Or that will, of course, have a state of being that reduces stress, it calms you down, energizes your mind and body. Here are some of the words and sounds the Beatles used in their meditation. Okay. John would start, he'd be, Yoko. Paul would go. Solo. Ringo would repeat sadly, only one song per album. And George.
What the hell are you talking about?
And George would say, with a smile on his face, Eric Clapton's wife. Ringo's wife.
Oh.
Everybody's wife.
She wasn't Eric Clapton's wife yet.
I don't know what to tell you. So, I'm just reading
what the joke is not chronologically correct, but I appreciate the joke.
Okay. Well, thank you to Matt for that one. Okay. We'll move on to 1971. Remember Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Oh, yes.
They went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with?
Indian Reservation.
Correct. And from that point on.
Cherokee people. Da-na-na-na-na.
That was a good song.
Cherokee. That is not appropriately titled for today, by the way.
No, it's totally not.
There's Mark Lindsay trying to look kind of hip because he was pretty square looking with the Raiders originally, and then he needs to have a little headdress
on.
He's look a little more hippie-ish now. Not working out too well with that mustache. Looks like a Prince mustache.
No?
Buckingham's?
Yeah, was Mark Lindsay
with
the Buckingham's?
Not to my knowledge.
Needs a haircut.
I like their 60s songs, some of them. Hungry and Kicks and Good Thing.
The Raiders.
We in Ponytail.
Song kind of sucks. I can't believe it was number one.
I don't think it sucks.
It looks pretty heavy, though. If I had to describe the band right now, I would say they look so deep.
Here it comes.
Cherokee people! Cherokee tribe, so proud to live,
come.
So proud to die.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
So from that point on, after the concerts. Let me read that again.
The Chris Klein ending for that?
So from that point on, their concerts had more scalp tickets than ever before.
Scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-doo
on that chick. It got Amina Savari.
I know. So it was pretty hot. He didn't use that mental health day.
That was, by the way, that was scene was so dumb. I don't know why. I watched it like three times last time. It was so dumb. It was so dumb it made me laugh.
All right, we moved to 1976.
Is there a singing choir that sang, "Do you believe in magic"? Did that really happen ever?
That song is terrible, too. I remember McDonald's used it in the promo.
What? Yeah. They did?
Yes.
They had a good run.
I might have had it on a 45
they changed,
back in the day when I was a kid.
They changed really? The lyrics yes. to like go around Ronald McDonald.
Got
it's
it.
Like, do you believe? It's something about, do you have a friend with big red shoes? I remember that fucking song.
Look it up.
I had the 45.
How did I miss that?
You probably have the promotion kit.
Oh, I absolutely did. Yeah. Is this it?
Maybe.
92? No, it had to be before that.
I was alive when I saw it on television.
Fuck. Why would I have a 45 at that age?
I said that, by the way.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't.
Oh. It's Ronald Town!
When you believe in magic, and I hope you do, you'll always have a friend
wearing big red shoes.
Anything can happen.
happen right before your eyes. Whatever you're expecting, expect a surprise. When you believe in magic,
I feel like they're really flying high on their parody of Mac the Knife or Mac Tonight, and then they put out that piece.
When did they stop using Ronald McDonald?
He still pops up now and then.
I never see him anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to get him on the phone?
That'll be awesome.
Is it when the abnormally pink wiener information got out there?
What?
I think people started thinking of abnormally pink wiener.
You know, I think that he's still, I think they use him during their fundraisers and stuff like that, the Ronald McDonald House charities. And I'm not sure if you, I remember when I had a McDonald's birthday party.
Did you? Hell yeah.
Wow.
Third grade, I got to hang out with all those balls, you know?
Yeah, in the ball.
The ball pit.
The ball pit.
They were a blast.
But I'm pretty sure we had a Ronald McDonald. It wasn't, you know, the famous one. It was just some random dude.
I kind of feel like I got fucked because when I was growing up, I was so young, they didn't have the play area at McDonald's yet.
The play place?
So I never got to play in the play palace.
And I think they're ripping that out now, right?
Are they?
Well, they've redone a lot of
them. The ball pit of germs is now.
I didn't
what it
care.
Is.
That was fun as hell.
Of course.
I missed out on all of it.
What did you have? Where'd your birthday parties?
I had a bowling birthday party.
That's always fun.
Didn't bowl well either. I was pissed.
Sorry about that.
Sonny, those were crazy times.
What's next in this week?
In 76, Elton John scores his first UK number one single with Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
With that girl, Kiki D.
Hot Kiki D. It was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin under the pseudonym Ann Orson and Carte Blanche. Did you know that?
I did not. I don't know.
Years later,
why.
In Elton's jab fashion, the song was rewritten and re-released in 91 in memory of Freddie Mercury passing away. Said, "Don't go giving me AIDS."
Hey!
I tried to hit the post there. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was close.
Do you think they're both singing to the same guy?
Kiki D was hot.
Yeah, she's got a hider rack there, doesn't she?
She's
hiding it under those overalls.
I think you're right.
I don't think Elton cared, though.
We were down here one day, and I don't know why this song came up. Brandon and I were singing with Don't Go Smelling My Fart. And so we're like, we should do that parody song. Of course, you Google it, and people have already done it terribly, but they've done it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows it.
Kiki D never took off.
I was a clown. I've got the music in me.
Yep.
Yes?
Yeah, I know. That was a good one. That was before she mailed out. Yeah. You're telling me.
I was cranking it upstairs.
Uh-oh. Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today in soft rock.
I'll go to 2007. 2007, Beyonce tripped down 12 stairs while performing Ring the Alarm on tour in Orlando.
What? Where's that video? That? I don't remember
while
that.
While shouting, oh my gee, oh my God, oh, it's wow. over.
Wow. Listen to that fall.
I was just going to say, I'm sure Brandon has some actual audio.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Anyway.
Oh, there is video of it.
Wow.
So a video from that night of the concert captured her stepping on her trench coat, then tumbling headfirst down 12 steps at Amway Arena.
Yes. Whipping her hair
watch
back
her slide.
And forth. Oh!
Onk.
Oh, the feet go out in front of her, and she slides on her ass all the way down those stairs.
But then at the end, her feet get cut
again. One more time, please.
She does a little flip forward, almost like a somersault. Looked fun for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Oh!
That's great.
Good video catch.
Well, not the best quality.
Next match?
I was going to tell you, it appeared within hours on YouTube, giving Carrie Underwood a great idea.
Ho!
Okay, and finally, in 2017, Linkin Park released their first official statement after the death of frontman Chester Bennington the previous week. Our hearts are broken. The shockwaves of grief and denial are still sweeping through our family as we come to grips with the fact that we're stuck with just this stupid rapper guy now.
Oh!
Ba-dum-boom. And that's what happened on this day in soft rock.
All right.
Matt Jennings.
Any non sequiturs?
I kind of already stepped over my Drew citation here. I was talking about First Man, Dirty Work with Norm and Artie, which I thought was very funny.
Was.
Great cast.
Underrated.
Very underrated. Then I watched Stripes after that. It was a very busy Sunday for me.
Wow.
Yeah, I got stuck on a TV movie.
So much going on.
TV movie.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the worst, though. You miss all the good parts.
I know.
They always cut them out.
I know.
Dwight Gooden.
Yeah. Oh, Doc.
I saw the DUI today. I'm like, what? They're still reporting this? That was like 2 weeks ago. And it's a new DUI for Doc Gooden. He's driving the wrong way down a one-way street, and he urinated his pants.
Oh,
Doc.
I got the impression.
Are you sure they didn't pull beer? Just maybe drop the drink on it?
I don't know.
Why? What does it matter?
Who cares?
Oh, Doc. He shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, this is what he said.
He's got problems.
This is what he said.
Sometimes when I urine, I don't stop it all the way. You know, it comes out on my clothes.
What is going on with Dwight Gooden?
He's a disaster.
No one can do anything about Dwight. I mean,
where's Straw?
Straw should be helping
him again. Maybe Straw just, you know.
Is it like the male Heather Locklear, except he's not?
Oh, he's worse than Heather.
Not being put away.
The worst part about it is this guy. He's probably dead broke.
Probably.
Celebrity net worth has him listed at $200,000 right now, but
this will cost him 20 or 30.
I can't believe that he has that much.
Why doesn't he use his doctorate?
Get
a new job.
He should. God bless him.
Oh man,
thank you.
He's really a bummer.
That breaks me.
Should we watch the new Cops?
Oh, my God. I didn't realize.
There's new Cops. Yeah, I think this feature's popular. I think it's got legs.
I'm honored again to be a part of it.
Well, the new Cops reports on Monday night, I believe.
Have you seen it yet or not?
I have not seen it.
Okay.
I believe he's coming in now.
Black men like him and whip his ass good and proper. Because that's what he needs.
There we go.
By the way, the
you ain't dead.
News just did the story on the Ann Arbor principal who's suing for $5 million.
For racial discrimination. She's white.
And she's really hot.
She's very pretty.
Let me see, Mark.
Past this part. That's all I took out of it. She claimed she was fired so they could hire a black principal.
You show me 10-12 with her.
Okay, they're following a chick.
We received a call about a female walking down the street with a torn shirt. We had another incident earlier of a female and a male fighting, matching the same description of this. It looks like I might have her right here. North 32 off, look at her. You show me 10-12 with her.
I'm surprised. See how shocked she was there?
Hey!
She's not stopping either.
Hello? Come here.
Oh, see ya. Gee, why do you think she's running?
Boy.
I'm going to say she has drugs on her.
Exactly.
Or she stole something.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with drugs.
She could easily toss the drugs.
Stop.
Stop.
No, no, no. Stop. Wait. Get up.
Wait.
Another chick
now.
Who doesn't think she can be arrested.
Wait.
Because my boyfriend's an ass. Get up.
Why are you running? Because my boyfriend's an ass.
Yeah, good reason to run from the police.
Hold on.
Ben, no.
I didn't do nothing wrong.
Get up.
Anything.
What did I
Let's
do?
Go.
Wait.
No, it's not going
to
be wait.
For a minute.
No.
I didn't do nothing wrong.
Get underneath this.
Let's pull your shirt off.
Let's go.
Can you give me a minute?
She's wedged between a tree and a fence.
Keep pulling away from me.
Wait. Let me fix my shirt.
No.
Let me fix my shirt. Wait.
Up, she's the girl who cried wolf.
No.
Guys, going in.
Relax.
Wait!
Wait! Relax.
No, dude, I didn't do that to
No. Yep, she will not be arrested.
Let go.
Chicks seem to think they have something to say about this.
Can't wait.
Can you guys let me make a phone call if I
No.
Up?
Yes.
Wait. All right, I'm going. I'm giving up.
I'm
going
to tase you.
Wait a minute, lady. Don't tase me.
She actually, she's doing them a favor to give up.
She made a deal with him. That's a good deal.
Do?
She gets a phone call.
The motto is never give up. I've heard that motto.
Can you at least tell me what I did?
Tell me what I did. You just ran.
Is there any way you guys can let me go home and get some clothes?
Oh,
man.
Turn over.
Talk to me first.
Turn around. Fine. Dude, I'm not fighting you.
Nice bra.
It's a nicer bra than I would have expected.
And she actually looks a lot better than I would have expected.
Why?
I got a warrant.
Of course you do.
Ah, that's why she was running. We were both wrong, Drew.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
She might have drugs.
Just let me stay here for a minute. Let me stay here for a minute.
Let me stay here for a minute.
Oh, that's a hider rack she's got in there.
Oh, yeah. She's got a... Wow.
Come on, get up.
Popping out of
that. That is... That rack is fighting.
Let's go, get up.
That rack has a fighting chance of getting out of that bra.
You down there!
Can we have one in custody?
You down there!
Why?
I was going to say that.
She just went limp. She went limp.
Dead leg!
Oh, limp again! Limp again!
Ooh, dead leg with porno feet, Drew. Remember porno feet?
Yes.
Lord.
She's
guilty of having a loud mouth.
You tell them.
Say bye to her.
You tell them.
Can you see that bra again, please?
Wow.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Oh, she's bloody now.
Oh, look at those titties, Jake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Please let me stand.
You see that? Oh, policewoman grabbing at her.
Oh, she's gonna get roughed up. Oh.
She won't go in the car. Oops.
Quiet. The cop grabbed her by the scruff of her neck and shoved her in.
She's gonna hurt that nice rack if she doesn't calm down.
God, I don't think
you think that's what they were telling you. Stay away from that rack, though.
I rolled up and started talking to her. And she just took off on me.
That baby does not need to see you.
I can't. But you just told me that he's not going to let me see her.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if you keep doing this, it's not
going to
happen.
It's not going to happen regardless.
Okay, then shut up.
Oh, door slam.
I'm going to slam that door.
The voice is stopped.
Well, that was great.
All right, story number two.
On to the next one. Don't tell him, but the guy's she's still yelling at him.
Yeah, she's yelling through the door.
All he wants to know is what bra that is.
Yeah.
It's part of his investigation. Yeah.
What, it was a nice bra.
What size bra did you put on today, ma'am?
All right, here we go.
I got selected to go to our street crimes unit over here in District 5.
I don't want
to
hear your life
story. Nobody cares.
Yeah, let's just get to the rest. Oh, it's outside a liquor store in Florida.
What's up?
Already?
What do you guys think it is outside a liquor store in Florida?
I think it's somebody being belligerent inside the gas station.
Okay.
May have shoplifted.
We're going to do a stop on it.
You don't think it's a warrant they just found someone?
Oh,
suspicious activities, they call.
Come on, man. James. What did I do?
Huh? He ain't not supposed to be driving, buddy.
I'm
come on.
Driving, she's driving.
Oh, really? Come on.
He's in the driver's seat.
Hey, don't resist.
Quit. I'm not resisting.
Hey, resist. Stop. Do not
he's resisting like all fuck. Stop resisting.
I'm not resisting, man.
There you go.
Yes, you are.
I can't do anything.
I got it.
He doesn't have a driver's license and he's driving.
I've never seen anybody say, I'm not driving while sitting in the driver's seat.
Is he getting a Hummer?
I got his arm, bro. He ain't going nowhere. Hey, put your hands on the dash.
Nice plug for that company, O'Malley.
Yeah, his hat.
Are you okay?
You good enough?
Yeah, I'm good.
God, that's a busy hat.
Why are his hands so dirty?
What are you pulling away for like that?
I'm not, man.
Okay.
I've done nothing wrong.
His hands, Drew.
I think
he's got porno hands.
He has hands all over the truck, which is dirty as hell. Yeah.
Anything on you? Anything that's going to hit me, poke me?
No.
All right. Come on. Come back here.
Do you think he has anything on him?
Yes, I do.
Well, what do you think it is?
I think it's going to be...
He's elderly.
I'm going to go meth.
Yeah, he looks
say,
like meth.
I'm going to say meth.
Meth?
Yeah.
Meth. Anybody want to go outside the box? Outside the meth box? And does she have anything on her?
We haven't seen her yet.
I bet you she's a prostitute.
I thought he was getting a Hummer.
Face my car. How are you driving, man?
I wasn't driving, dude. She was going to drive.
She was going to drive.
I saw you driving.
I've got 2 months left to go on probation.
All right.
Well, you should have been driving, James.
What's your name?
You know that?
I'll help y'all do whatever you need.
Is there anything illegal in the truck, James?
Not that I know, man.
Not that I know. Is there anything illegal?
It's my son's truck.
Any drugs on you, James?
There ain't no drugs on me, man.
Okay.
Anything illegal in the truck?
I don't know.
Okay, so you don't mind if I search it?
I didn't do this stuff.
James, did you hear me?
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Look in there, make sure there's nothing illegal in there, right?
Oh, he's got meth.
He's got meth!
He's got meth!
All right, congratulations, everybody.
I never thought.
All right.
Why? Because he's such a clean-cut man.
He's older.
2 months.
Well, I mean, you're already on probation. You're a bitch of traffic offender. Now you have meth in your pocket.
I asked you if you had any drugs on you, man.
I forgot.
James, when we first got you out of the truck, why'd you tense up so much, man?
Why? Because you told me I was shocked. I didn't realize that I'd done anything wrong, man.
Well, come on, James.
I'm sitting in a parking
lot. When I told you to put your hands behind your back, why'd you do that, man?
Does he have
math? I put my hands behind the back.
No, you didn't, James.
Okay,
I'm assuming it's because that meth was in your pocket, huh? You're trying to get to it?
No, I wasn't trying to get to it.
You got a lot of change, dude.
No way out of this. We can figure that out in a minute, man, but right now, I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on with you right now, bud.
Yes, sir.
You're on a felony probation for possessing cocaine.
Yes, sir.
You're a habitual traffic offender. You're driving a car. You got meth on you.
Yes, sir.
You just resisted arrest.
I'm stupid.
Stupid, he says.
Why'd you resist, James?
I wasn't resisting, man.
Do you think he might run?
No chance. He's done. Stop breaking the law,
okay, James.
So what about her, though?
She was driving here.
He's sticking to that story.
You drove right by me. I looked right at you.
Okay. Gross.
Right.
How'd you like to go through that guy's shoe?
Right. Okay.
You said you're like, I did it because I'm a big, stupid idiot. That's what you said, man.
That's it.
But we don't think that. We just think you're making mistakes right now, man. I don't think you're stupid.
I think he's stupid.
I'm trying to get my together. I'm
okay.
Really
yeah, you're $3,000 from getting a driver's license, yet you're buying meth, man.
I didn't buy it myself.
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Well, you could have, whoever bought it for you could have given me the $50.
Yeah, you can look on it. All right, so what we're doing here is...
Oh, okay, you don't need to test the meth. We know it's meth. You don't have to show us. I'm done with him.
I know. If I were him, I'd say, look, it's meth. You don't need to test
it. Yeah, can I do
charge
it?
Charge me. Yeah, can I smoke some of it?
Can I do half of it and you can bust me for the other half?
Do you think he has a shot for probation yet?
No.
No,
he's finished?
No, he's going to jail.
All right.
Yeah, the Riverwalk. There's always something going on down here, concerts, whatever the case may be. So it's a fun place to have days off. There's always something to do, always somewhere to go, and always somewhere to have fun at.
I'm going to ruin the fun.
We got a call about two individuals fighting in the front yard. Possibly could be a domestic, but it sounds like...
What do you think they look like? Anyone? Anyone want to profile a call of two people fighting in the front yard?
I'm not sure either one of them will have a shirt on.
Exactly.
First of all.
That's exactly where I was going.
I'm
going to
say it's brothers, and they're like 40.
No, I'm going to go in the 20s, early 20s.
And anybody want to guess what they're fighting over? I'm going to say money, when somebody owes someone money. It's not going to be a girl.
I bet you they fight over a girl.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a girl.
Right,
I'll say a girl.
We're fighting over,
I'm going to go the other route and say it's two
beer.
Women.
Stealing somebody's beer.
Someone's beer.
Close.
One's going to be really bloody, and the other one's going to be fine.
Where's everybody at? That's
he's got a shirt on.
Surprise.
Did you call?
Oh.
Yeah, you called? Okay.
These guys are like 50.
Hey, we got permission to go in there and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I commend him on having a conversation without ever opening his mouth.
They're in the back bedroom, in the very back bedroom.
Cigarette in his mouth. No.
Losing the cigarette.
Go straight to the, they make first right.
Yep, straight to the right. I heard him in here arguing
house is gonna be well
when
kept.
I walked by.
Oh, they're both inside.
Hey,
nobody
comment?
Likes your house.
I'm
anyway.
Glad the house is so clean.
So, you been drinking tonight, boss?
Yeah, it's funny.
Where's your female companion at?
She's right here.
Okay, go ahead. Go out there.
Oh, my God. That guy wasted.
Oh, is he bombed?
Hey, he's got a knife right there in his pocket. Grab that from him.
Yeah,
no. Don't touch it.
Okay. What happened to you? Why don't you sit up here for me?
Oh, my God. It's a chick.
What happened to you? Why is there blood over your face?
Oh my God, look
are you cut anywhere?
No.
She looks like meth.
Okay.
Nothing.
What's the blood from then?
He paused.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Did anybody catch the blinds?
Oh, the window treatments?
The curtains?
No, can we go back?
Can I guess that the window treatments are going to be sheets from a bed?
Blanket? I wish it was.
towel? Go back about 15
underwear?
Seconds.
Oh, wait. Newspapers taped to them.
Oh, no.
Garbage bag.
It's something I had when I was 7.
What happened to you?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I think those are bad shoes.
Like a 50-year-old woman laying in a bed.
What happened to you? Why is there blood over your face? Are you cut anywhere?
Hey, just be happy that the there's a mattress sheet.
Okay.
No box spring, though. Then? Just a mattress sheet.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't boy. Know?
Look at these people.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go out and talk to you. Who's that guy?
Does she have any teeth?
My boyfriend.
That's your boyfriend?
No.
Okay, you two live here?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a towel. That is a Teenage
My
Mutant.
My teeth were so
There's a hat
up.
Hanging on the nail that's holding it up, so it's dual purpose.
It is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle towel, isn't it, Brandon?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Not right.
Let's go outside and talk real quick.
They got a beanie baby.
Is there any evidence that she has teeth?
No.
She's not that old. Oh, she doesn't have pants on either.
From his injury on his eye. We're gonna
Ew, what's in the toilet? Gross. Oh, my God. Look how dirty the sink is. Oh, my God. What the fuck? Gross. And the speed stick sitting there. Why use deodorant if you're that disgusting? The toilet has blood in it.
Oh.
Look at that thing.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop laughing at that toilet.
Look at that.
That is so disgusting.
Toilet.
Is that raspberry Kool-Aid in the toilet or blood?
I just hope that...
Does someone have raspberry Kool-Aid diarrhea?
Please, that's not her period. Please.
No, I don't think she's having those anymore.
Not to pick on them. They need to re-caulk around the sink, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
you can see there's blood all over the floor.
Gross, don't put a flashlight on it!
Why is there a turd in there?
Do you need EMS? No. Okay. Why don't you put a seat for me since you got knocked in the head pretty good? What's the issue today? Yeah, she's covered in blood over her face.
You should say his blood is stool.
Most likely from him. Yeah. What's the issue today?
Brandon, one more
time. Don't flush those toilets!
She doesn't like this person that comes over to visit him. And she had... We're fighting about money and stuff like that.
Why couldn't they flush it?
I know, why? Who's the asshole that didn't flush that?
Because they were lying in the bed, right?
No.
So they just left all the
Who
blood in the toilet.
Who wants to be in bed with someone? She had no pants on. Who wants to be in bed with someone with no pants on after someone has just unloaded a bloody stool in the toilet? Don't flush those toilets! I want you to leave Look those logs in there for me to inspect. Disgusting.
What's that saying? When it's yellow, let it mellow. When it's brown, what's the rest
flush it down.
And when it's red, I guess you should fucking leave it and deal with it later.
Oh. I don't want to see her to go to jail. What? I did not call you guys.
Okay.
Sounds like Raymond.
How'd you get that knot on your head?
She threw something at me and I didn't catch it in time.
Oh, nice hand.
What'd she throw at you?
Ashtray.
She threw the ashtray at you?
Nice.
That's what hit you on your head?
Yeah.
How'd she get all bloody?
You know where the ashtray is that she flung at you?
It might have been a jar that had change in it.
Okay.
Ew.
How's this look? Kind of like the item that struck you in the face?
There it is.
Maybe.
It's probably about right, huh? It's got change in it?
Yeah.
God, that was a nice throw.
Five star moonshine? Okay.
Maybe. What, do they have a lot of glass jars with money in it?
What'd you throw at your boyfriend?
Here we go. Go back to
nothing.
Okay, so he...
I really don't.
That's fine, but okay. I'm just trying to understand the story here.
I'm kind of scared.
Okay, you're kind of
scared. I'm on probation for this.
You're on probation for what? For domestic battery?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's weird that she has no teeth, and that she's bummed out about the cops, but not about
okay,
the teeth
but how
at
his
all.
Blood get all over you is my question.
Or the bloody stool.
Have you seen yourself lately?
No.
Okay, because you got blood over your face, so I'm kind of confused how his blood got on your face.
In the toilet.
Can we throw out the comforter she's underneath, please?
He's choking me again, and I had to find myself.
This whole house needs to be condemned.
Okay, what did you do to defend yourself?
Try and pry his hand off of my
She's very eloquent.
Okay, just stay right there for me, okay? Okay, Robert, did you put your hands on her?
She was scratching my neck, as you can see here.
Yep.
So I reached up and grabbed her hand. Normal move that you guys do.
No, he's crying.
He's had some police training.
This was about an hour ago.
Well. Yes. But I didn't want scratching hurt me anymore.
Okay. At any time did you put your arm around her neck?
Yeah, that's kind of cute.
Did you choke her at any point?
No, sir.
Okay. What's that one say on the right?
Get a grip.
What happened to your head?
How about that cat that's...
when was this?
Is that a cuckoo clock?
To the wall.
It is duct tape.
Before you recall.
I think they've done a nice job with the decorative items they have.
I'll be right back and talk to you, okay?
That couple has a total of 11 teeth.
Hey, so what happened? What's going on?
Is this my man? Doesn't open his mouth.
My beer.
Okay. What does your beer have to do with what happened in there?
That's how I walked into it.
Oh, okay. So you were drinking beer, and your beer went missing.
I saw two teeth in his mouth,
by
the way.
You walked back to see what was going on.
I think between all three of them, they have eight teeth.
And that's how you walked into their altercation.
Yeah,
and blood was everywhere.
Yeah.
But you don't know what happened.
And then Bob told me to
call
you.
I think his cigarette is out, by the way.
And then he told you to call 911. Did Bob tell you what happened?
He's still holding his hand.
Flipped my eye open. That's all he told me.
He told you what? I couldn't hear you.
He told me the bitch split his eye wide open, okay. Blah, blah, blah.
If he's telling you she hit blah, him, blah, then that's blah. What we're going to go with. His story goes with yours. Okay? All right.
He doesn't care. Why is he asking him?
So you walked in and saw blood on him and in the bathroom and stuff like that? And then he said, call the cops.
Please,
okay.
Please tell the officer, Kevin. Did you see the toilet?
All right, Mary, I need you to come outside with me, okay?
I'm going to the bathroom. I think I left a bloody stool in there.
Well, she has her pants
let's
on.
Over here to
I thought
this
were nice
okay?
pants. Nicer than I thought.
The pajama bottoms, but they're
the one more wise, the EMS.
They're on the way, okay? Watch your head.
She right, did her own head on the
EMS
car.
Will be on the way, okay?
All right.
Scoot in there, okay? Okay, so your last DV case, you got arrested and put on probation, and now tonight you're getting arrested again for throwing a mason jar at Robert. All right, Mary, you're going to jail for domestic violence, okay?
Poor Mary.
Poor Mary. Yeah, poor Mary. What about the dude she threw a mason jar at?
Yeah, what about that toilet?
Yeah, that poor, that, the biggest victim in that whole story is the toilet.
Yeah, that's right. Really the sleeper
caulk.
Part of the story is the toilet.
Talking too much.
The caulk was pretty lousy.
That sink.
I didn't laugh that hard in a long time.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Couldn't anyone do it? Wait, is there no fantastic amidst all the crap in that house? They couldn't just spray a little fantastic around the sink?
Honestly, how long would it take to clean up that bathroom? I mean, now, yeah, but I mean, like every day.
Oh, that's the
these are good highlights.
Oh my god, that was
wow.
Great.
Wow. That one. Another edition of an exciting edition of Cops. How great to have it back.
Jesus. Get over that shit, man.
That toilet.
Oh, is that
nobody
gross.
Bothered to flush
it. Oh my god.
I bet if you went there now, well after filming, it's still there.
is this a double edition of Cops? This a double edition?
I don't know.
Maybe they run an old one with a new one. I don't know.
Oh, man.
All right. Why don't we get moving? Oh,
please.
Move it on out of here.
Over here.
Ooh. And thank ML Elric for being on the program. I'm trying to get more guests lately. And kind of guest poor. I think it's hard to get guests in the summer for some reason.
This month has been down compared to the last, but we're working on it.
We should call Dick tomorrow.
Dick Arndt?
Andy Dick. Find out about a Chicago gig. See how negotiations are going with the bag. And, of course, there's a new No Filter show tomorrow.
There is.
Charlie's got a new show out there, too. Charlie's got a show from 3 weeks ago. It's got 62,000 downloads.
Well, what was on it?
Charlie.
I think it's talking about Duggan and all his high-paid. Yeah. He's got all these people making over 100 grand.
The last one was really good, too.
Yeah, no, Charlie is just rocking it, man. Got to hand it to him. And he's got some plans for this week. I think the chicken suit is back on Intern Joe for some reason. And then beyond that, if you can continue to rate us on Facebook, because I've seen the same one at the top of the Facebook one for a while, too. So the last person did that for me, just to replace the one I was looking at. She gave us a rating, which is nice. And on iTunes... And also, like us on Facebook. Our Facebook's a little sluggish. And, you know, we're 23,300 or something. We've been in the 23,000s for a long time. Maybe just as a, I don't know, just a summer gift.
How's your personal Twitter battle going?
I'm not.
What are you up to?
At 11.8. But I don't know. I really want to catch Screech. at Drew Mike Podcast to follow me on Twitter. It'd be nice. I'm a good follow. I think I am.
I think you are.
So have a good one, and we'll be back with Trudy tomorrow.
See ya.
What do you want me to do?
What are you doing?
Go fuck yourself.
What, are you getting this off the car's mask?
Fuck this.
Once he says something, he never caves in.
Can I have fun one day a week? I don't have to shovel. Can't I just come and relax?
No, I want you
have a Girl Scout cookie with you.
Yeah, no one's stopping
muffin
that.
Muffin mint fruit. No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned around. Have you heard my phone ringing in a month?
You took a phone call for 10 minutes about your child having an argument with her girlfriend during the show.
Why can't I use my phone like Mark's using the computer and Brandon's using his
computer? They're looking attacks. Things up. They're show related.
So am I. Hey,
baby. Aaron did not buy the shirt. We know, this Tom. There's no way Tom bought the shirt.
Why is there no way? I'm a giving guy.
Oh, okay. Who'd you give money to? So you bought a shirt and gave the money to Joey Marasa.
Maz is claiming that he bought a T-shirt for the Scalise's, Aaron Scalise specifically, and gave you cash for it.
If Maz says he gave me 20, I'll believe. I don't know.
There you go.
Honest guy.
Or he'll give you one later.
He's not.
Aaron thanked us on Facebook, and we couldn't figure out why is she thanking Maz for a T-shirt. And we asked if he paid for it, and he said yes. He said she paid for it. So we couldn't figure out why she was thanking him. And like usual with any argument, Maz never relents. He never gives in until you've spent an hour. Nobody sticks to their guns like Maz.
He looks like, what's his name? Baba Booey. It reminds me of Baba Booey.
Charles from TMZ and Gary Delabate.
You gotta do a younger Gary Delabate.
Nothing, nothing alike.
No, do
one's,
a younger.
One's black, one's white.
No, do a younger one.
One's black with long dreads. The other's white with short gray hair.
Show me the old gray gold. Show me the old ones.
I can't believe you're sticking to your guns.
I am.
The worst separate at birth.
This may be your most stubborn moment ever, which is saying something.
Sounds like Reggie Miller.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Is this a friend of yours named Reggie Miller, or are you talking about the basketball player?
Don't hear Reggie Miller.
I totally
to?
I hear a white guy.
Are you trying to make a worse separate at birth than Harvey Levin and Charles from TMZ? Yeah.
That sounds like Reggie Miller to me. Back down. What? I'm here once a week. Why can't I get shit off my chest? Why you got to make fun of me?